And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epic of belief. It was the epic of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We're all going direct to heaven. We're all going direct the other way. In short, the period was so far like the present period, etc. and so forth. Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities. Dickens, as you know, lived between 1812 and 1870. He wrote the great novel, A Tale of Two Cities. The fact is that things haven't changed in many ways, have they? There's another quote from Charles Dickens from a different novel, David Copperfield, that applies to Obama. And it's this. It's a two-sentence one. Actually, one sentence. Two sentences, actually. Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, 19.6. Result, happiness. Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, £20.06. Result, misery. Apparently, Obama didn't read that in the madrasas in Indonesia. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Now, I do the last word in talk radio every day, as you well know, across America on these great stations, 185 and growing. And if you expect me to drone on about drones, you're mistaken. You've heard it from this morning. I'm not going to do it now. You want to call on it, go ahead. I understand the whole story. Yeah, it was a terrible thing, and I understand. Wrap yourself in the Constitution, if you will, and tell yourself that they're going to use drones to kill American journalists and political enemies. If you wish to have that paranoid fantasy, go ahead. That would be on the order of fantasy about, I don't know if I can use this phrase. It's not really a lewd phrase in any way, but there was a myth in the Dark Ages about women entitled Vagina Dentata, where there was a primal fear of dental work in a certain region of the woman. We know how absurd that is. And yet we are watching a trial about Jody Arias where the ratings of the stations running it are around the clock, which makes me think that the dentata fear is not so far from our own time. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions today on the Savage Nation. We can talk about what does Eric Holder mean when he will not shoot any American who's not a combatant. I mean, look at the word combat. He will not kill any Americans who's not in combat. Okay? So what does the word combat mean? I'm a combative man. Am I in combat with the administration? I don't know. Ask Eric Holder. He's a lawyer. And you know how much I love lawyers. I mean, you know how much I trust lawyers, whether they be in radio wrapped in the flag. It doesn't matter to me. They're all taught to lie and deceive you. Some are good, some are bad, but at the end of the day, they're just lawyers. Eric Holder's the top lawyer in the country. He uses the word combat, saying that he won't use drones on American soils against anyone who's not in combat. Great. What does he mean by combat? He left the door wide open. Does he mean verbal combat? Does he mean people who are combative? I don't know. You'll have to ask your friends in the administration. So, I mean, we could talk about droning on about drones. You know where I stand on drones in the use against enemies of America. I'm for them. It's better than using the other person's son, isn't it? I know all of you great conservatives who wrap yourself in libertarianism. Well, no, we're against drones. We agree with the leftists on that. We've come together on that. We shouldn't be using drones against the Islamofascists in Iran and Pakistan. Well, why don't you go put a uniform on, you and Rush Limbaugh? Go put a uniform on if they can find one your size. It's unbelievable to me. You want other people's children to die fighting them. The drone is a good tool. It's a very good tool. It saves American lives, but not on our soil. It's very clear. What do they mean on our soil? Combat? Combatant? It's from the old French, by the way. If you look up the word, Eric Holder said he will not use it against any American who's not in combat against the U.S. Well, if you look up the word combat, it derives from the old French combattre, to fight. So it means anyone who's fighting the administration is now in combat. So that could be, let's see, anybody who disagrees with Obama is in combat against them. That's the fear. Do you understand that? But I open with Dickens, the best of times, the worst of times, right? It is the best of times and the worst of times. I told you yesterday in San Francisco, as the radio station at KSFO, I see cranes all up in the air around South of Market. Buildings are going up. The city is booming. It looks like boom times. Where's the money coming from? Apparently, it's the dot-com money pouring in the billions into San Francisco. Restaurants overflowing, eating endangered species. The wine is pouring. The food stamps are soaring to America's. The best of times, the worst of times. Give me that. Give me a piece of that. That rare that. Give me that rare wine. You walk down the streets of San Francisco, the best restaurants are jammed to the rafters. The businessmen are gorging on foods and wines and the most expensive of endangered species. Species you've never heard of being served under the table. The wine is pouring while food stamps are soaring. It's the best of times. It's the worst of times. We have never had more security from the Islamofascists than we currently enjoy. And yet North Korea suddenly pops up and says, we're going to pop you one with a nuke. Well, do you fear North Korea will really launch a nuke on the U.S.? Are we liable to wake up one day and, God forbid, see Honolulu was attacked again? Or will it be San Francisco, Los Angeles, or Seattle, or Portland? Who knows what this lunatic is liable to do? You see what I'm saying to you? The best of times, it's the worst of times. So I have some questions for you. And I could talk about all of these very heavy topics, but I know most of you are either on the way home from work or you're already home from work, but the operational word is work. And what you need is a little relief from that stress of work, along with the news, views, and reviews that I'm famous for. But I'm not going to rant about Rand. It's enough already. Did a good job, wonderful. McCain is a schmuck, he always was. He should be selling Buicks in Mongolia, as I said during the campaign. What else is new? I told you Lindsey Graham is nothing but a fraud. I told you that 3 years ago. He's a trial lawyer, faker from the top to the bottom. What else is new? Another lawyer? You expect to have faith in Lindsey Graham? What do you expect from a lawyer in Congress? I want to talk a little bit about the Jody Arias case because the ratings on CNN Headline News are going through the roof. They're almost wiping the floor. Well, they're certainly wiping the floor with the government's outlet called MSNBC. But they're making inroads against Fox News. Apparently, an awful lot of Americans are really captivated by this murderer, this woman who admittedly shot her boyfriend, stabbed him, I don't know, 27 times, and then slit his throat from ear to ear and says she did it in self-defense. There's something so creepy about this girl, Jody Arias, that people are fascinated by it. But today, why are you fascinated by the Jody Arias case? What is it about this case that has you watching it? I'm going to ask you because I watch it. I do. I will admit it. I spoke to a good friend today, and he said it's the reverse of Hitchcock's Psycho. This time it's the man in the shower behind his shower curtain with the woman having the knife stabbing him repeatedly. The wine is pouring. The food stamps are soaring. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Why are you obsessed with the Jody Arias trial? Is it every man's fear that behind that innocent smile is that killing woman? Yeah, well, it could be. I don't know why you're watching that case, but I know you're watching it by the ratings themselves. What is it about the Jody Arias case? And who is it that you fear will be the Jody Arias in your life? You notice how they dressed her up with the little bangs and how she has that fixed smile? She's always smiling, even though she's describing stabbing him to death, slitting his throat. She rarely stops smiling. And there's something else about the Jody Arias trial that's fascinating to me, by the way. Not only the fact that she's the greatest actress I've ever seen in my life. I mean, if Hollywood could, they would pay her a fortune. The girl is such an incredible, incredible liar. It's astounding. But I don't think the jury is going for it because you may not know this. Arizona is one of the few or the only state in the land that permits jurors to ask questions of the accused via the judge. Did you know that? That's right. I know I've never seen this before, but boy, you talk about an idiotic choice of putting a murderer on the stand. I don't know how the lawyers made this mistake. She is not believable. The commentators who are all liberals have turned on her. Even women commentators are sneering at her. I've never seen anything like this. When I come back, we'll have a montage of jury questions in the Jody Arias trial. Also, we'll take your calls on North Korea. I don't know, Arias, the best of times, the worst of times, the combatant thing with the drone job. Phone number is 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282 from anywhere in America. I'm Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, I happen to love Blinds.com. This is an American company that happens to put customer service first. I'm really proud to be associated with Blinds.com. First of all, they have over 100 design experts in-house in this country whose only job is to make sure you're thrilled with your designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. And now you can even arrange a free virtual design consultation with a Blinds.com expert via your smartphone, tablet, or webcam. Simply connect with a Blinds.com decorator, show them the window you want covered, and they'll give you ideal options in real time. It's amazing. Installation is easy. About 20 minutes is all it takes to transform any room by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. Look, even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Did you hear that? Get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Set up your home now so it's ready for spring. Go to Blinds.com, Blinds.com. They are the best. Go to Blinds.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Here's a vote traffic, Highway 580 Oakland, eastbound before Edwards, stall second lane from the left, westbound at the connector to 24 east, a left lane blocked by a stalled car there. Heavy traffic up the Nimitz, northbound 880 in stretches from 101 in San Jose to 238, northbound 101 Redwood City, heavy from Woodside Road up to 92, earlier stall on the high rise of the San Mateo Bridge cleared, but traffic is still slow from 101. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
Joe Butthead, what an idiot.
Got a shotgun? Anybody got a shotgun? Get yourself a shotgun, people.
Stand up for Chuck.
Come on,
it's a three-letter word,
J-O-B-S. A shotgun. Shotgun. Come on now, people. If you want to save yourself and your family, get
God
a shotgun.
Bless them. Everybody stand. You can't stand up, Chuck. Everybody stand up for
Chuck. Chuck.
Oh, come on.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Today, Cash Call is offering a 10-year fixed refi at 2.5% rate in APR with no closing costs. So if the rate on your mortgage is higher, you need to wake up and ask yourself or your spouse, why haven't we refied yet? You know you should, but you just haven't gotten around to it. Well, guess what? You snooze, you lose. Rates aren't going to stay this low much longer. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. The process and paperwork is simple and straightforward. And you've done it before, so it's not that big a deal. So wake up and smell the money. And make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. For today's 10-year fixed at 2.5% rate and APR with no closing costs. You'll thank yourself when you keep more money in your pocket every month. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Equal housing lender. Must own no other properties. No self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
Hi, Tom Baudet, sharpening my memory with word association. I read a word, then say the first thing that pops into my noggin. Like dark, that's easy. Light, dog, fuzzy. Handsome, thanks. And Motel 6, value. That's because we always save you money on a clean, comfortable room. And lowest price of any national chain is more than one word. I'm a stickler. Book online at Motel6.com. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to do what's right.
To help a family.
Now's the time to volunteer.
To make a commitment.
To make new friends.
To make dreams come true.
To help a child.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
On the next morning show, the strange state of our economy, plus, what's that smell in your house? 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
I have the best instincts in talk radio. I mean, I've known that. I've been in the business 18 years. I've survived a very long time through thick and through thin, through the ups and the downs. I mean, all day long, they're droning on about drones, and I know you don't want to hear it anymore. Yeah, it's an important story, but you've heard it since the morning. Okay, Claribel started it. Then it went on and on and on and on. How much time do you want to hear about the John Smith in the cafe getting whacked because he called someone in the Middle East? You did it already. We understand it. We know McCain is a schmuck. We know Lindsey Graham is a trial lawyer. What more do you need to know? So I brought up other topics. I brought up the Jody Arias trial. If I find myself an educated man watching it to the point where Mrs. S comes in and turns the TV off and says, why are you watching that? I said, what do you mean why? I'm fascinated by it. I ask myself, why am I watching the Jody Arias trial in the middle of the day? I could be improving myself, exercising, taking martial arts, skydiving, gardening, boating. But I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm saying, why am I watching it? Because I'm seeing a person who has been staged to be an innocent girl who admits she shot, stabbed her boyfriend and cut his throat, but she did it because she was afraid, and she blacked out. She doesn't remember doing it. You hear this? And she expects us to believe a word of it. It goes to the whole perversion of the American justice system. That's what it does for me. I hate lawyers. I hate courts. I don't trust any of them. You know that. I understand it. It's the most corrupt legal system in the entire world. Maybe it's worse in Egypt under the Muslim Brotherhood. Maybe they're a close second. It is a corrupt, perverted system rigged against all of us. Here is an out-and-out, open-and-shut case. She should be gassed, hung, drawn and quartered, and she's sitting there like the most innocent girl on earth, and she's liable to get away with it, and that's what we're watching it for. It's bigger than the O.J. trial. It is bigger than the O.J. trial. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit. How about coming up with a one-liner for the Jody Arias case? It's not a laughing matter. She slashed the guy, shot him, cut him from ear to ear. Maniac. And what is it that men see in this case? They are afraid that underneath that smiling lover of theirs, these young men, there's a Jody Arias who could cut them to ribbons. And what do women see in this case? Do some women think that they're empowered by this psychotic murderers? Is that what they think? KSFO, let's start with you in San Francisco. Stephanie, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I'm calling. I have to say I agree with you about Arias, but I've listened to you for years. I'm a retired high school English teacher. And I'm calling because I have to tell you that I love the depth and the breadth of your conversation. I love the fact that you can call on Dante. I got so excited when I heard to Dante a while back.
Well, you know, my uncle gave me Dante's Inferno when I was in Jamaica High School. We didn't read it in there, but I mean the Catholic school boys read Dante's Inferno. You know, literature is very instructive, and The Tale of Two Cities is instructive with regard to our times because it is the best of times and the worst of times. As I said yesterday, the cranes are building buildings south of Market, and yet we hear about starvation and homelessness and food stamp usage. It's two Americas here.
This is true, but the thing about literature is so many of the themes are universal, just like The Tale of Two Cities. And
all right, so wait, as an English teacher and a literate woman, where does Jody Arias fit in the history of literature? Because we've seen her before, haven't we? Who is she historically in the world of literature? Can you come up with a character?
Oh my God, that is a good question. The only thing that for some reason popped into my mind was Lady Macbeth, but
that would make this white trash girl a little bigger than she is. Here is Trailer Park Trash. This girl is trailer park trash, and here's the paradox. She speaks so in such a refined manner. She has a good vocabulary. She has a great grasp of the language. She has never lost her composure. They try to drill her down. They can't do it to her. She's tough as nails. She's a murderer. She's as cold as they come. She's a diehard killer, and yet they dressed her up like a little virgin.
But, Michael, some of the most famous murderers have been very intelligent and imaginative.
Well, there you go. That's why we're watching with our own eyes the face of a cold-hearted monster in front of our eyes who is probably going to pervert the American justice system yet once again. I'm going to send you a copy of the great novel, the greatest novel of our time, A Time for War, written by yours truly, since you love it. Now let's go across the country to another city, another station, on another topic. Frank on WABC, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. I got a question for you. You seem like you're really good at reading people. I want to know what your take is on this Korean, leader. Is he just, the son of propaganda? When you see him on TV, spewing out all his hatred, you think he's really going to act out on this someday?
I wouldn't rule it out. He could do it. We could wake up to a smoldering American city. They could launch one from a freighter onto a West Coast city. Yeah, he could do it. He's crazy enough to do it. And let me tell you something. He would catch the Obamaites with their pants down. They'd be busy seeing how they can rob the Treasury of another $1 trillion. They wouldn't even know what hit them. You're telling me our national security team is up to the standards of this guy? I don't believe so. I don't trust them to protect us. Let me ask you, do you trust this administration to protect you from a real murderer?
No, of course.
Well, there's your answer. If the man has the ability to do it, tell me what would stop him.
Nothing.
Well, the only thing that could stop the North Korean lunatic is China. And I don't see any evidence that China is actually stopping him. I believe they're behind his threats, as I've said numerous times, as they are behind many manipulations and machinations in our country, including the suppression of my book, A Time for War, which I will tell you over and over again until you understand why you've seen nothing about a book which shows Chinese operatives working in America to set up a plan to bring America down. I think he's part of that plan. That's why my book was killed, suppressed, and thrown in the garbage. That's why Fox News will not talk about it. They're owned lock, stock, and barrel by foreign money. Anyway, that's my answer. Don't underestimate him. You can laugh him off as a lunatic, but don't do it. I'll be right back to take your calls on all these topics.
Savage.
For nearly a year, you've heard me tell you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS. Why? Because Federal Consumer Protection confirmed that their product gives you a 22% boost to the miles per gallon to your car. That's 22% more of mileage. That's right. If you use their product, it's like getting an extra quarter of a tank of gas. With all the turmoil in Egypt, every news agency is forecasting $4 to $5 gas by the end of the year. That translates to $1 a gallon savings. Can you afford not to use what Consumer Protection described as effective and meets and exceeds their 22% mileage claims? Now, I know the inventor of this product. He's a genius. And I don't use that description lightly. So please do yourself a favor and call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. Michael Savage is telling you to call 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427 now. If you have not called him already, 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. And start saving money on gas today.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A former Vallejo special education teacher has been convicted of raping and impregnating his severely developmentally disabled student aide. The victim gave birth to the teacher's child. An East Bay pet food chain has contributed $10,000 to the reward fund in the case of two dogs poisoned at a police officer's home. One of the dogs died, the other is recovering. Taking a look at the roadways, have big delays for you. Northbound 101, Tamil Bias Drive crash, been moved off to the right shoulder. Slow traffic as well. Westbound 80 connector to westbound 37 in Vallejo. Left lane blocked by a stalled car there. Heavy traffic coming up the Nimitz Freeway. Northbound 880, it starts all the way back in San Jose. A bit of a break in Fremont, but then slow again from Thornton up to Highway 238. Northbound 101, bumper to bumper, Woodside Road up to Highway 92. I'm Dave Fowkes. 560 KSFO.
Hey folks, breaking news. The U.S. Mint has been hit by another silver shortage. In December, the Mint ran out of silver American Eagles. Then after record sales on January 15th, it ran out again. Last time the Mint ran out, the silver price jumped from $34 an ounce to $49, up 40%. Signs are everywhere. Reports tell us a silver shortage has also struck Apple, causing production delays of the new iMac. It's time to own silver. Call 1-800-260-4461 to take advantage of Lear Capital's Silver Investor Special. For a limited time, receive up to a $250 cash bonus on qualifying purchases. Don't wait. Call now and also receive Lear's latest booklet, Silver, Today's Best Kept Secret. See why the silver price could jump 40%. And don't forget, you can own silver in an IRA to help manage risk and build wealth. Call now, 1-800-260-4461. The report is free, but the $250 offer is limited. Call 1-800-260-4461. That's 800-260-4461.
When it comes to money, I often find myself lying awake at night, full of questions. Will we have enough in the college fund for the kids? Is this the right time to refinance the house? And what about taxes? Is there more to it than April 15th? More than just all those numbers? With everything we're responsible for, I need to know what those numbers mean. I just want us to be ready for our future. And hers. I wish we knew someone to talk to who we could trust. Someone who would be looking out for us, to help us make sense of all this.
A CPA spends years preparing for moments just like these. When the right tax and financial advice is essential, talk to someone with an unmatched level of knowledge, experience, and education. Talk to a CPA. Visit 360taxes.org for information and to find a CPA in your area. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs Private Companies Practice Section.
Your favorite station now travels with you thanks to iHeartRadio. That's the free app that plays this station and over 1,500 of the best stations across the country. Download it free on your mobile device, iPhone, iPad, Android, and more. Then your favorite station is right there, ready to play with artist and title displayed. Even let us know what you think of the song. All from your mobile device. Download iHeartRadio free at the App Store or get started at iHeartRadio.com.
When was the last time you heard this about a guy on the radio?
There's a lot of money programs and a lot of people. Your advice is excellent. The advice you're giving is practical.
He's live. He's unscripted. He's unrehearsed. He's Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor.
Your comments are the reason why I do this show.
Greg's not trying to sell you a book. He's trying to help you navigate your money.
With all this financial regulation, the little guy's getting screwed.
It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday from noon until 2 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
On the next morning show, the strange state of our economy. Plus, what's that smell in your house? 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
So here it is. Here's the shot. I told you that my instincts are about the best in talk radio, and that is, I mean, I knew that if I talked about the Jody Arias trial, because I know that many of you are listening to it or watching it, even collaterally, and you're trying not to. You don't know why. You can't help yourself. It's the biggest trial of our century so far. Now, we should be obsessing on the Fort Hood massacre, but he hasn't been brought to trial for obvious reasons, and that's because although Colonel Nidal Hassan killed 13 in cold blood, wounded 33, Obama has buried the case because there's a Muslim involved, in plain English. And there's liability up and down the army chain, including General Dempsey. General Dempsey, I believe, was Secretary of the Army when this happened. He is culpable. He let it happen. That's why they've buried this case. But instead, we're talking about a girl who slashed, shot, and cut her boyfriend. And there's a primal fear in men because she looks so innocent. In some way, she looks innocent, but if you watch her over and over again for a long period of time, you start to see she's a cold-hearted murderer, the worst kind of manipulator. But this is the kind of girl that's out there in the bar scene, the white trash. So far as I know, she has no tats. This is an untatted monster. But you know, if you're a guy in your 30s listening to this show, you know when you go out in a bar, a good percentage of the girls look like this one, okay? And you're saying, how many of them are capable of cutting me to ribbons for almost no reason, and then pretending she was the victim? This is what's going on in society. Fake hate crimes, fake victims who actually are the murderers. You get what I'm saying. So it goes to the core of many of the primal fears of men in this country, in our country today. But now let's turn it around and ask, why are women obsessed with the Jody Arias trial? And I'm sad to tell you is that they're actually getting off on her. They're empowered by her murderous behavior and wondering if they could get away with it themselves if they had the nerve. No, that's part of the appeal. Do you fear North Korea will really launch a nuke on the U.S.? Let me explain something to you. I told you before the break that I take him real seriously. Now, when I tell you the next, when I gave you the next statement, you'll see why I said it. I didn't jokingly say with our national security team here in America, do you think I have the faith that they could protect me from him? And I said, are you crazy? You ready for this punchline? The Senate panel's chairman on defending us is none other than Senator Robert Menendez, Democrat of New Jersey, who said the threat was absurd. This is a guy enmeshed in a hooker scandal let's let it at that. Democrat in New Jersey is all I have to say. Senator Robert Menendez, Democrat in New Jersey, is the Senate panel's chairman who's looking into the North Korean threats. I rest my case. I rest my case. Now, I want some one-liners along the lines of the glove don't fit, you must acquit. And we have someone who's going to win a prize in a minute on KSFO in San Francisco. Steve, go ahead. You got a good one. Fire away.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Yes, for the prosecution. If you blacked out, it is not reasonable doubt.
Oh, very good. We could work with that. If you black out, if you blacked out, it's not reasonable doubt.
That's
so
right.
Wait a minute. That could work for the defense, couldn't it?
No, not reasonable doubt. Remember, it's the opposite logic. Prosecution, you can't use a blackout as a reasonable doubt. That's the whole logic behind it.
But they're using her blackout, her alleged blackout. She doesn't remember anything. She doesn't remember stabbing, cutting, removing the murder objects or cleaning herself up, running away with gas cans. She doesn't recall any of it, but she did it all. How is that possible to believe that? She had a blackout for that long?
Yeah, I don't believe it either.
Now, Steve, have you watched any of this trial late at night? Do you come home and occasionally turn it on?
I am victim of that. I will agree, Michael.
And you're an ordinarily intelligent man. I would assume you read, you write, you can actually brush your teeth and walk with 2 feet, right?
That's right, but it's just captivating. It's enthralling.
But why are you captivated by this, Steve? You sound like a bright guy. Why? What's drawing you into the Jody Arias trial?
Well, I think what it is in my own belief, I mean, somebody who shoots through a bathroom door and then opens it and stabs him and cuts his neck, I mean, and then not remembers all of that? No, there's just no way. I can't believe that. So then the captivating...
Wait, hold on. I didn't know that detail. You mean the shots went through the bathroom door?
Well,
that sounds like the case in South Africa where the Blade Runner shot that beautiful girl through a bathroom door thinking it was an intruder, quote unquote. How about that case? How about that psycho? He's liable to get away with it too.
Yeah.
We're living in crazy times, Steve, aren't they, that someone who's admitted such a murder can actually go on the stand and claim they're a victim. It could never have happened in my father's time, could it? Could it have happened in your father's time that a woman who shot, stabbed, and cut a guy's throat would call herself a victim?
No way.
No. This is a product of the out-of-control women's movement and the people in America who've bought it hook, line, and sinker that women are the fairer sex. That's what this is all about. Well, Steve, that was good. So if you do black out, it's not reasonable doubt, or if you don't black out? How did you say it?
That's right. If you black out, it's not reasonable doubt.
Okay, so we have to add one more. If you do black out, because we got to add it and make it iambic pentameter-ish. If you do black out, you lose reasonable doubt. How's that?
Okay. All right. That'll work.
I'm going to fix it, but it's your phrase. If you do black out, you lose reasonable doubt. That's close. I'm not there yet. I'll work on it all night till I'm taken away in an ambulance with the... All right, I'm setting you a time for war. This is better than fiction, what's going on in our country today. Robert Menendez, Democrat, New Jersey, enmeshed in a hooker scandal, is in charge of the Senate panel that's supposed to protect us from the North Korean lunatic who threatens to drop a nuke on us. This is unbelievable to me. How could Menendez be on that committee? How could they not take him off the committee during the investigation of the Hooker scandal? How is that possible? Oh, well, Dianne Feinstein is the chairman of the Armed Services Committee. Does it get better than that? Does it get better than Dianne Feinstein, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee? How much better can it get than that? Huh? Anyway, why are you obsessed with the Arias trial? We have for your listening entertainment right now, and it's not pleasant to watch when you see the cameras pan to the family of the dead man. I mean, I don't know what they're going through. The brother, the sisters, the mother, I'm looking at them. How can they sit through this without wanting to get up and killing her? You feel if you were in that stand watching this lying killer, this lying killer going on and on, that you jump over the booth, run over there, and you try to kill her. They must be on medication. So now here's a montage of the kind of questions asked by the jury through the judge of Jody Arias, the murderer. Listen.
Did Mr. Alexander pay for a majority of your trips? Was it his money, his choices? Why did you put the camera in the washer? Did you ever take pictures of yourself after he hit you? Why did you call the cops on your ex who shook you, but you never called the cops on Travis? Why would you continue to sleep with Travis after you learned of his child porn issues? Why didn't you just change your Gmail password so Travis could not get into it anymore? Did Travis's closet doors have locks on them? If no, how did you have time to get the gun down if he was right behind you?
See, the jurors are very smart. Never underestimate the American people. That's all I can tell you. They're much smarter than lawyers think they are. Juries can never, ever be predicted. You're not going to predict where they're going to go. These questions show that they don't believe a word she's saying. The most condemning question they ask this murderess is, why did you call the cops on your ex who shook you, but you never called the cops on Travis? She's alleging he was a beater and a hitter, and she finally snapped. Then she's, you know, this is the worst part of it. This guy was a normal guy, so far as I can tell. She's a normal, red-blooded American male. He had a hot chick on his hands, a nympho, a crazo. And after she kills him now, she says he was into child pornography. I mean, if I were this kid's father, I'd want to murder her for smearing him. She's killing him twice. Not only did she kill him physically, but now she's killing his reputation forever, this piece of pumpkin. This piece of pumpkin from a low-down trailer park. What is it about this case? How about everything? How about everything? That's why America's watching. And it's also a distraction, as you well know, from the drone story. It's a distraction from Obama wrecking America and stealing our freedoms. It's a distraction of him taking away everything that's decent about America. But the fact is, it's still a distraction. It's entertaining in a strange, sick way. We understand that. So I'll take your calls on this and other topics. I'll do anything but rant about Rand on the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282. I can take topics as well as that. I didn't introduce this yet. I guess this is a good minute to do it. There's a little sad note today. Not a terrible tragic, but a sad. Teddy was gone last night. Remember I told you he wasn't with me? He had dental work today. Remember? Teddy, my little dog, who's the mascot of the Savage Nation. Perhaps, I would say, in the top three best-known dogs in America. Yes, you heard me. Bo is a liberal dog, so he doesn't count. In fact, I'm sure that when Obama leaves the White House, they'll let him go on a highway. Worse yet, I think that after they leave the White House, they're liable to give him as a gift to North Korea. But let's not go into that. You can be sure I'd never give Teddy as a gift to North Korea. Teddy went to the dentist. I had a call this morning from the dog dentist that he had five teeth that had to be removed. I mean, oh, God, okay, go ahead, take his So I picked him up at 2 o'clock today. I brought his little blue baby blanket. And for me, it was like taking a child home from a hospital. He was doped up. He's sick. He's laying on the bed. He doesn't want to eat. He's in pain. I have pain meds. I have to wash his mouth out. I have to give him soft food. It's, you know, it's taking care of a sick pet until he recovers. And he will recover. But, you know, it's the mortality thing. Right now, proportionately, he and I have about the same amount of teeth left in our mouth. And in dog years, I'm about, I think like him. I mean, I something tells me it's going to be a due when the two of us will go to God. But there he is. It's a very big mortality story. It's a play on all of us. That's why we love our pets. And he's just laying there watching me do the show on his bed, his big puffy bed. He gets up once in a while, and I put water in his mouth. He doesn't even want to drink. He won't eat. And it's just sad because it's us laying there. You know what I'm saying? But you know what the vet bill was? $2,000 for dental work on a 10-pound dog. So you say, okay, you're lucky that you have money. I'm lucky I have the money, that I worked for it. Yeah, I'm lucky I have the money. So I ask myself, what was done to dogs 50 years ago if they had five teeth that were rotted out? They gassed them. Who took them to a dog dentist in my father's time? No one. They loved the dog, but they didn't take them to a dog dentist. First of all, they didn't have dog dentists. There was no such thing. Number two, no one had the money for it. Who would have spent the money on tooth extraction? I have a producer who had four teeth removed. It cost $400. My dog had five teeth removed. It cost $2,000. How does that figure? Well, I don't know. Does Obamacare cover dog dental work? I know it covers children up to the age of 26 who are living at home. I'm quite surprised that it doesn't cover dogs. After all, that would be the fair thing to do. That would be the just thing to do, is cover dogs and cats for their meds. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-2890. That's 1-800-922-2890.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
KSFO traffic, Dunbarton Bridge eastbound. Before you get to the toll plaza, crash. Left lane block traffic is backed up into East Palo Alto. Southbound 85, it's slow and go from 237 all the way down to Highway 87. Westbound 237 is slow across the bottom of the bay, making the merge onto northbound 101. Southbound 280 slows before 85 down to Highway 87. Earlier crash there may still be blocking a lane. Northbound 101, bumper to bumper, Marsh Road up to 92. I'm Dave Fouks, KSFO.
Are you looking to get some great real estate deals, but tired of getting outbid or outpriced of the market? If so, maybe it's time to look outside the San Francisco Bay Area. Kathy Fetke specializes in helping people find cash flow property all around the country. She's hosting an income property showcase on March 16th in San Mateo from noon until 3 p.m. You'll meet agents, wholesalers, and property managers from Orlando, Atlanta, and Cincinnati. Find out how you can get a beautiful home in a nice neighborhood for under $100,000 that rents for over $1,000.
$1,000 per month. That bears repeating. You can buy a very nice house for just $100,000 and put only $20,000 down. Monthly mortgage payments, including taxes and insurance, are just $500 per month, and rents are double that. Now you have the secret to lifelong cash flow into your bank account. Learn more at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com, or call 888-RW-NETWORK. That's 888-RW-NETWORK, or realwealthevents.com.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamash from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, "Show me the Carfax."
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
On the next morning show, the strange state of our economy. Plus, what's that smell in your house? 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. And it was the age of foolishness. It was the epic of belief. It was the epic of incredulity. It was the season of light. Nope, it was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. Nope, it was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. That's from Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities, and it's a tale of our cities today. Here in San Francisco, I see the same exact thing. Restaurants overflowing, wine, bums in the street, food stamps, poverty. How is that possible? Because that's life. That's what it is. So today I am asking you, why is America obsessed with the Jody Arias trial? And the answer is obvious to me. I mean, it's the reverse of Hitchcock's Psycho. As a friend said, it's the man in the shower now getting slashed through the curtain. But I think it's more than that. It's the vagina dentata story. Where people, men fundamentally fear women. They fear women's sexuality. And although, of course, that was a fiction, and it's in folklore, the Dentata story, but most men still fear women, and they fear women's sexuality. And if they don't fear women's sexuality per se, then they fear women. And they know that beneath the calm exterior or the feminine exterior, there might be a crazy individual. They know a woman could go wacko on them and pull out a knife or a gun. So this is also touching the core of America. I don't care what level society you're at. I don't care if you're in a limo. I don't care if you're a bum in the street. I'm telling you that every man has the same kind of fears. That's all. And that's it. And that's life. That's the whole story. 85, oh, you can't call. The lines are jammed. I knew it. Best instincts in talk radio history. Or I would have been gone a long time ago. I would have been gone with the wind. No, I know what people are interested in radio. I'm interested in it. If I'm interested in it, and I'm not faking it, you can tell. The guys are going on and about the drones, acting, you know, methinks thou dost protest too much. Let's put it that way. Day and night protesting about this and that. How much can you take of it? How much can you take of it when the people protesting worked for the administration that introduced the Patriot Act? Now all of a sudden they're against the Patriot Act, this part of it. They're acting like this. Suddenly they're Paul Revere. Paul Revere with a microphone, all of them. Hey, look, it's a long day. You got to listen to something from morning till night. It's just that I'm not buying into it. I get the whole drone story. Okay, I know what combat means. It means to fight. It means you could say that if a man's combative verbally, you can kill him. I don't believe it. Okay, I don't think it's going to happen. Although anything's possible with old Obama. Who knows? That's all. Okay, what do you want to talk about? Loads of calls here. ABC Debbie. Debbie. WABC on the Jody Arias trial. Go ahead, please.
Do you hear me, Dr. Savage?
Yes.
How are you tonight?
Please don't ask me that or I'll hang up on you. Come on. We don't know each other.
Okay, well, listening to you, I hear what you're saying, but I find the fascination with this particular case has to do with the incredible ability to watch, listen about basically porn. And I think that that's where the fascination...
Oh, my God. You mean all of her weird sex with her boyfriend?
Oh, I think that everybody can't stand the ability to be able to hear it, listen to it, and be able to...
You know, it's interesting. I didn't catch that part of it. I know it's there. I've heard it collaterally, but I didn't hear about all of that stuff. I find other parts of the trial. I'm not trying to, like, escape that, but I suppose underneath it all, there is a porn element to this. Is that it? That this innocent-looking girl, so to speak, let's say this average-looking girl engages in such behavior. Is that it?
I think so. I think that because she's definitely promoted herself in this way on trial, where she dyed her hair back, now she's wearing collared shirts.
Yeah, don't you love it, the little schoolgirl look that they gave her with the clear glasses and the bangs?
Oh, I think it's a complete turn-on for everyone. I think everybody, any type of male, female, whoever is listening, watching, is like, oh, my God, and they saw the pictures before, and like, wow. And then what they do...
Yeah, she was wasn't she a stark, bleach blonde, like vampy, you know, bar chick before this?
Absolutely, with sexy behavior, sexy clothes, sexy everything.
Oh, now she's Miss Prim? She's Miss Prim sitting in the courtroom.
Yeah, and you're listening.
Yeah, but come on, what do they do with Muslim terrorists? Have you seen how they dress them up? They cut off the beard and they sit there wearing a business suit. This is standard behavior of the lawyers. I mean, this we can expect. But it's the actual transcript of the trial, you're saying, that is turning people on.
Absolutely, because you get to hear it and see it, and you're listening to her so perfectly poised, talking about how he bent her
how
over.
How does a white trash, uneducated, low-life like her have such a good command of the English language?
Not quite sure. What is your opinion?
I don't know. Where did she learn to speak so succinctly and so, like, perfectly? She never mangles a word. It's eerie. I'm in the word business, and I make mistakes, Debbie. I step on words sometimes, right? She's been on the stand 16 days. I haven't heard her run over a word once. Do you know that?
I agree with you 100%.
Well, now I'm sorry I said some mean thing to you before. I'm afraid you'll come looking for me with a knife. I better be careful. Debbie, can I send you a time for war? Because I don't want to be at war with you. When I come back, John Boehner, no. Rand Paul, no. I'll leave that for Wallbanger. That's...
Were you crying when you were stabbing him?
I don't remember.
Would you like to take a look at the photograph?
No.
Would you also agree that you're the individual that stabbed him in the upper torso?
Yes.
Good to be alive in interesting times. Tragic, yes. Interesting, yes. Anyone who doesn't understand we're living in the most interesting times in modern American history doesn't understand anything. Welcome to the Savage Nation. I'm not going to rant about Rand. It's been done all day long. It is the best of times. It is the worst of times. It is the age of wisdom. It is the age of foolishness. It is the epic of belief. It is also the epic of incredulity. It is the season of light, people. It's also the season of darkness. Yes, we're living through the spring of hope, but we're living through the winter of our despair. Yes, we have everything before us. Yes, we have nothing before us. In other words, here we are all over again. A montage of America today, and I knew that you would respond. I mean, I brought up North Korea. I brought it all up. And then I asked you, what about the Jody Arias case makes you fascinated by it? What's fascinating about this case? A friend of mine said it's the reverse of Albert Hitchcock's Psycho, and now it's the man in the shower being slashed by the woman. And, yeah, we should be talking about the Fort Hood massacre and why Obama's covering it up, but we're not. Instead, we're talking about this, we should be talking about North Korea. Will they really strike America? Why not? Who's to stop them? Senator Menendez? He's on the chairman. He's the chairman of the Senate committee looking into North Korea. He says nothing to fear. I don't know whether that's in between the massages or after the massages. 1-855-400-7282 is the phone number. ABC, Leo, has a good point. Leo, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, make it.
Well, if it's the combination of lasciviousness and depravity, that dichotomy that's causing this fascination, and if she wasn't, you know, who she is, she'd look like she looks. If she was fat, ugly, disgusting, nobody would care. I mean, it's...
Oh, my God, you're right. So I'm guilty of it. So there's a there's a voyeurism in this. There's a voyeurism because she's somewhat pretty.
Well, and I have a catchphrase, Mike. I hope it doesn't beat me because here we go. This sums up the whole thing in a nutshell.
Good. Okay, it was good. I heard it, but my listeners can't hear it, Leo.
Oh, too bad.
Hey, no, I loved it.
One more.
Well, let's put it to listeners. He did a phrase where if you do black out, you lose reasonable doubt, but his was better, and it had to do with pass. You get a pass. And the first part of the phrase I can't say on the radio, but it's if you blankety blankety that, then you get a pass. Leo, is that close enough?
Yeah, close enough. Can I ask you one more thing on a different subject?
As long as it's not dirty, yes.
No. This is right up your alley. I heard on another show, there's a 1965 clip from Paul Harvey, who I love, God bless him.
Yeah.
It's about 1965, If I Were the Devil. You should look it up, and you could do a whole show on this. His foresight and his ability to predict.
Oh, you mean what he said? What would happen if he were the devil?
Unbelievable! And if you
and what is it? Does it mimic what's going on now?
Oh my God, it's unreal! It makes who makes Nostradamus like a fraud. I mean, it's un.
So, Leo, you're an adamant talk radio listener, I guess.
Yes. I call all the time. Everybody. I enjoy it very much. Sports, politics, you got it.
I love it. So you like my voice? Is it a good radio voice?
Oh, I love it. I haven't had the pleasure. I just bought the first book, you know, and I'll probably pick
I'm going to send you one. All right. You worked for it tonight. You sang for yourself, but you're getting a time for war. Don't worry about it. Why not? I got callers now on this. That's all they're calling about. I can't believe this. Not one call about my poor dog suffering. I got one. Syracuse, New York. Paul, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Michael, have you lost your mind?
Why? What did I do wrong?
Odie, she's the type of one they used to burn at the stake, that witch. But hey, poor Teddy. Did they call you before they said they were going to...
Oh, yeah, they said that he went in for a cleaning. Then they said they found five rotting teeth in the back, little teeth, that had to come out or they would rot him out. I said, you have to remove them. You can't leave rotten teeth in a dog's mouth.
Well, what did they used to do?
Kill him. They let the dog die and suffer. Then they hear the dog suffering and they put him to sleep. That's why dogs live longer today. It's because of the advanced medical care and dental care. That's the truth. Paul, it's the same with people. You know, if you have teeth rotting in the back of your mouth, what do you do? Do you let them fester, or do you have them removed?
Well, no, but I mean, I don't know. It's a dog.
I know it's a dog, but I love him. He's like a little brother to me. I had to do it. He won't eat his turkey now. He nibbled at a little provolone cheese earlier, but he is not eating the thing all day. He won't drink water. I have to put it on my finger. He's laying there on the bed next to my studio office here. Now I'm home. I didn't go to the city studio today. Today I'm in the house studio. Tomorrow I'm going to take him to the city again, maybe if he's feeling better. But look, do you have a dog, Paul?
Yes.
Well, so what? You would euthanize your dog if it needed teeth work?
No. I would.
All right. So the day will come, you'll get a dental call. It's a thing with dogs now. That's all. They clean their teeth and then they pull them out. What? You think I was ripped off $2,000 to remove five teeth? I'll read you the bill. Point by point. It seems reasonable to me. X-rays and then Y-rays and Z-rays. I can't believe it. Medication I got to give him at midnight. No, it's like a person. I mean, you know, when I drove up to get him and I had his little baby blanket, I had a little bad feeling, you know. It's very much like a child or a parent or someone You know, people listening to the show who lost children, they lost a father, a mother. It's different because they're human beings, obviously. But the mortality of our pets certainly touches us very deeply. We don't have to quantify it. We don't have to be ashamed of that. A man doesn't have to be ashamed of the fact that he shed a tear for an animal that's sick or dying. That's all. We don't have to say we're better men because we feel that. We are men, period, and we feel that. That's all you can say. You mean in the old West, the man rode a horse. When the horse died, you think the man didn't feel it because you don't see it in a Western movie? As tough as rawhide as the man was, he loved his horse. It was his life. So what, they have to write a book about it? That they cried when Trigger died? I don't think so. That's all. The wine is pouring. The food stamps are soaring. If she has a good blank, you must give her a pass. If you do blackout, you lose reasonable doubt. Why are you obsessed with the Jody Arias trial? The man who called last time, in a way, he touched the wrong nerve, and it's embarrassing to admit that if she was some slobola, it wouldn't be as captivating, but she's a very pretty girl. I know women don't want to hear that because women hate pretty women. They don't like it. They're very jealous. And I'll tell you who the big losers are here. The Hollywood slime who throw themselves in the gutters and their skirts up and down and drunk and car wrecks, they do that professionally to get attention. This one is outflanking all of them. And if the Hollywood moguls could get this girl in a movie, they'd make her a movie star, as you well know. If Ratzenberg, and Spielberg could rig the trial to release her and make her into a movie star, they would do so. There's no question about it. Fort Myers, Florida. Brandon, welcome to the program. I hit the wrong button. Give me call six. Six, six, six. Six, call six. Go ahead, please.
Michael. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you for being on the radio. I've listened to you since I was in speech and debate in high school, and you're the only one that's talking about this Sanchez and everything with the North Korea thing, and he's saying it's not a threat, and it's driven.
Oh, you mean Menendez in North Korea. He's the one protecting us. He's on the committee that's supposed to analyze whether North Korea is a real threat. You hear Senator Menendez, Mr. Massage.
Right, and you're wondering where our government is. I mean, I'm just insane today. It's like, when's the last time America's just sat by and said, oh, yeah, well, someone said they're going to...
Brandon, we could wake up and Honolulu could be ablaze, God forbid. That's the kind of government we have. They're more concerned with a man with a gun than they are with a man with a nuclear bomb. They're more concerned with an American with a rifle than they are with a guy with a nuclear weapon from North Korea. That's where they're looking. Feinstein's looking under every corner for a man with a gun. And the guy with the nuclear bomb isn't her problem.
I know, and the Dianne Feinstein, she's out with this thing on the gun control, and he's just thinking, it's like, hello, wake up. I called my senator today, congressman and everything.
You mean about North Korea?
Yeah, about North Korea. None of them have, according to their offices, none of them have released statements yet.
No, none of them even know what's going on. They have no idea where North Korea is. If you say North Korea, they don't know what you're talking about. They think it's a joke, a video game. Thanks for the call. That's right. 855-400-7282 if you care to chime in on the issues of our day. I mean, these are big issues, by the way. Very big issues. And I will hazard to say that there's more to the Jody Arias trial than that she's good-looking and that she's captivating unto herself. She's a good actress. There's more to it. There's a primal reason men and women are watching the case. Let us say she was unattractive looking, which she is not. If she was this articulate and this skilled at lying and going on and on like this, I think we'd still be watching it. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe he's right. Maybe it's purely sexual. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's the circumstance. That's the base of it all. It's just a sex story. Just a filthy chick who engaged in degenerate sick sex with a boyfriend and then cut him to ribbons when he looked at another girl. That's all. I don't know. Bill on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, my Bijan Enzo and Lab Benson, well wishes to Teddy.
Oh, Teddy, you hear that? People love you.
And I agree with you. When my daughter has a bad asthma attack, I'm trying to treat her at home with a nebulizer and listening with my stethoscope. But my dog has a fever, right to the vet, $500, no problem. But that $10 copay for my daughter, I got to think about it.
Isn't that something? You're a doctor?
No. I was retired from working in ER. I've called frequently. I'm the blind guy in Connecticut.
But wait a minute. How is it? How expensive pets are, you're saying?
Pardon?
$2,000 to have five teeth removed today. $2,000 to have five teeth removed from the dog. And a guy I know had four teeth removed. It cost $400. How does that work? Do they just rip us off? I think. It's the Savage Nation. The best of times, the worst of times. Why are you obsessed with the Jody Arias trial? Do you fear North Korea will really launch a nuke on the U.S.? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Katie Green from your KSFO morning show, and I'm here to talk to you about Ovation Cell Therapy. You've heard me talk about how my hair almost fell out of my head a million times, so I want to tell you about a girlfriend of mine who actually dyed her hair so many times that it stopped growing. And she had no idea what to do because normal shampoos won't help your hair grow. And she actually asked me, hey, what's that hair product you talk about? And I said, Ovation. And yes, honey, you need it. So she went to ovationhair.com and she entered KSFO at checkout and she got a special introductory discount. The Ovation Cell Therapy three-step process took her hair from broken, dry, brittled, damaged to longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier hair just within the first few washes. Her mind was blown, and I got to do the big, I told you so. You need to go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout so you get your special introductory offer.
Dart into Cache Creek today. We're giving away 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed. That's right. Every Saturday and Sunday from March 4th till April 28th, someone will win a hot, brand new Dodge Dart, guaranteed. Everyone receives a free swipe daily to win dining, bonus play, or entries into the drawings every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., where three people will win $500 cash, and one will win the Dodge Dart, guaranteed. That's 16 cars over 8 weekends. And not just any cars, Dodge Darts, the fun-packed sedan. According to Cars.com, Dodge hit the bullseye with the new Dart. 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed. Only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play the best close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for details.
Attention homeowners. Have you refinanced your mortgage in the last 18 months? Did you get a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate? Think you've done all you can to save money? Call Pacific Source Funding now and save even more. Rates have dropped again. Fixed rates haven't been this low for an amazing 60 years. Pacific Source Funding can redo your mortgage at no cost to you. That's right, a refi with no fees at all. No title fees, no appraisal fees, and no closing costs. You may be able to start saving money immediately. Lock it in and we pay for everything. Call Pacific Source Funding now to grab an incredibly low fixed rate with 0 points or fees at 888-643-6006. In process right now with another lender? Don't spend money you don't have to. Call Pacific Source Funding at 888-643-6006. That's 888-643-6006. 888-643-6006. Got Mortgage DBA Pacific Source Funding. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms subject to change. Not all applicants qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 0178037. NMLS number 245420.
On the next morning show, the strange state of our economy. Plus, what's that smell in your house? 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
Jody Arias claims her diary has no entries about being beaten by her murdered boyfriend. No instances of him using gay child pornography. Why? Not in her diary. She said she didn't make any such entries because she didn't want to remember those times. Can you believe this? She reads from her diaries in the court as her rotten attorneys work to explain why she made no specific mention in her journal entries regarding claims that her lover physically abused her. She made no such entry. And had sexual desires for young boys. There were no such entries. Are you listening? She made the whole thing up about a guy that she slaughtered in front of his family, in front of the world. She's now slaughtering his reputation. This is our court now. Let's this go on. Unbelievable to me. During her intense cross-examination, though, prosecutor Juan Martinez, who's doing a great job, pointed out repeatedly how Arias noted nearly every intimate detail of her life in a journal, every kind of sexual behavior you can imagine, yet made no reference to such incidents. She said she didn't do it because she didn't want to remember such things, you hear? But she wanted to remember deviant sex. She said that he was viewing pictures of young boys and blah, blah, blah. But how does that justify her slaughtering him? Can anyone explain why that matters? Now, her rotten, stinking lawyers who should be arrested and hung, as far as I'm concerned. If I ran this country, I'd straighten out the judicial system. I'd hang lawyers like this. I'd hang them off lampposts, and I would make it a pay-per-view event. This fat slob with a gut hanging over his belt, who looks like a Southern sheriff of the 50s, this pig of a man, is trying to portray this white trash killer. You hear this? As a sympathetic person. She's a victim of a sexually deviant man in an attempt to gain sympathy from the jurors. This is the world we live in where lawyers can make anything up in a court of law. There's no justice. There's no peace in this country. Nearly 2 weeks on the witness stand, this piece of garbage has made numerous statements that he owned a gun, he physically abused her, he had illicit desires for children, none of which have been corroborated by testimony or witnesses, not one of the statements. And yet that vermin of a lawyer of hers is allowed to bring this in. And the judge didn't stop her. I blame the judge. The judge should be sanctioned and thrown off this case. See, the thing is, this judge wants to be Judge Judy. The judge is hoping that with all this camera work, if she keeps the cameras in a courtroom long enough in that backwater of an Arizona, she's liable to get a deal from ABC, CBS, NBC, or God knows where. The judge wants this to go on. The judge could have put a stop to this. Yeah, ABC, Lauren, I think you agree with me. Go ahead, please.
If you would stop making me laugh, I'd remember what I called about. I think she made one faux pas with, I don't think that edify is the word. I don't think de-edify is a word. I think it's dis-edify. But the bottom line is, it's very tragic because Travis Alexander's parents were drug addicts. And so the children were all raised by the grandmother. And he became quite successful in spite of all this. As vis-a-vis the computer, there's absolutely nothing on the computer they went through at any kind of pornography ever.
No. In other words, the young man she slaughtered pulled himself up from nothing and made something out of his life. But she's white trash through and through. She did nothing with her life, right?
Well, she actually has selling her art on the internet, which I have to tell you is actually pretty good.
Oh, she's an artist now?
Yeah, she is an artist.
Well, here, you want to hear something funny? I knew a young man who was an artist who was pretty good. He died in the electric chair in the Bronx. He was a crazy, bad, evil man, but he was pretty good in art. Hitler was too, you know. Hitler was also a vegan. I don't think you know that Hitler was a vegan and an animal lover, animal rights lover. Just shows you. A vegan, yeah, vegetarian, check it out. And he was for the environment.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
Like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUSFLY to order now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Falk, Star Talk 560 KSFO. The reward in the case of two dogs poisoned at Richmond police officer's home has grown to $20,000. A local pet food chain matched the amount offered by the police department and the officers' union. A jury has convicted a former Vallejo special education teacher of raping and impregnating a severely developmentally disabled student aide. The victim had the intellect of a 7-year-old. And the Labor Day walk across the Bay Bridge will be free. Officials decided against charging a $5 fee because it would cost too much to collect it. Taking a look at the roadway, still heavy traffic northbound 880 from 237 up towards Automall, southbound from 237 down to Highway 280. Have an accident being reported northbound 880 at Dixon Landing Road. Right lane is blocked there. And eastbound, Dunbarton Bridge at the Toll Plaza, that crash is cleared. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-838-6010 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-838-6010. 1-800-838-6010. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-838-6010.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now, which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients, directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jilt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car, even if it is 99 years old. What have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done.
Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we believe in getting you the parts you need fast, with no shenanigans. What are shenanigans? Those annoying shipping and handling charges you get stuck with when shopping online. We think handling is for sports cars. And shipping? Well, when you spend $75 or more at AdvanceAutoParts.com, shipping is 100% free. 0% shenanigans. AdvanceAutoParts.com. See site for details.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So we got nukes. We got a massage guy in New Jersey who's in charge of protecting us from North Korea, Menendez. This is unbelievable to me. And we got Jody Arias' case, which America's fascinated by. Look at the ratings. Headline news is beating MSNBC, as they should anyway, but beating MSNBC over the head. They're probably making inroads on Wallbanger and his Wallbanger and company. It's unbelievable to me. So I'm talking about it. I'm not just doing it for ratings. It's because I'm interested in it, and I'm trying to find out why I'm obsessed with it. I'm becoming obsessed with it. I have to turn it off during the day. It's not healthy. It's like I search around now. I'm finding like True TV. There it is. Then if there's not enough Jody Arias, then I switch to headline news. I say, okay, good, it's on. And between that and Sopranos reruns and mobsters at night, I never leave the house. Now I got a sick dog I got to take of. He won't eat. He won't drink. He's recovering from the anesthesia from the tooth extraction. As soon as the show's over, I got to give him this, Tramadol. Tramadol, for dog size. Give a quarter of a tablet. Tablets are already quartered, orally, every 12 hours as needed. So I looked up Tramadol. It's the same use as codeine. This would be a very big hit in the Jody Arias' women's prison, I can guarantee you. Bring a fortune. If any of the jail guards, I mean, you know, this is hot stuff in a women's prison, Tramadol. God. Have you heard some of these stories of what they're doing? Was that a true story? I don't want to go down that road. Now we're going to get really crazy altogether. That she's found the man now who wants to impregnate her, and she's found a lesbian lover, 40 years old, and she's going to marry and live in prison. What a world we live in. Only in America. It's enough to make you become a firm Muslim. It's enough to make you become a devoutly religious person. But wait, here's the rub. You want to hear the rub? Here's the crazy rub. This is about Mormons. This is terrible. I know you can't generalize. But mixed in with this crazy sex story and murder, it's about church and Mormon and going to like, I don't know what they're talking about. We went and we just studied this in the Book of Mormon, and we're not supposed to, next thing you know, you read in the journal what they were doing. It's, what is it, repressed sexuality and religions? It's all mixed up. I mean, we've all known that the more repressed a person is sexually, when they're released from that imprisonment, they usually become crazy. That's well known. It's well known in the dating circle. Everyone knows that. I know everything. I know certain things I know, but it's been well known that girls who leave these strictures usually become wilder than, well, it's like this. In reverse, this is a reversal of that. And now, again, I'm not trying to be a wise guy. The most strictest mothers are former hookers who clean up and then get, you know, like have a child. They're the worst mothers to have. They're like witches, like the cross, and then everything is correct. The children go crazy from those mothers. The wilder the mother was before they were a mother, then they clean up, and then the horrible mother. You know, they make you brush your teeth six times a day, that kind of thing. So this is all mixed up in the Jody Arias case. Don't kid yourself. Tramadol, used similarly to codeine, moderate to severe pain. Half the symptoms it's for, I have. I can't believe this. I was going to give it to the dog. Let me think about this. Wide range of applications, restless leg syndrome, motor neuron disease, fibromyalgia. Well, I don't have all of those. It's an opioid agonistic. I like it's almost agnostic. It's not. I love when you read like it's an opioid agonistic effect. And if you don't know English, you could think it's an opioid agnostic. I love when people mangle words. I mean, I hear people in the media who are reasonably well-read and intelligent mutilating words. They don't even know what they're saying. The one I love the most is they, instead of saying pundit, they say, they don't even say the word pundit. They use a different word. It's all wrong. Educated people with law degrees, they don't say pundit. They say something else. There's a few other words that they always miss up. Reuptake of norepinephrine converted to desmethyltramadol, a significantly more potent U-opioid agonist. It's an interesting. I love pharmacology. I should have continued with it. I loved organic chemistry because it was orderly. You could look into something, draw what it was. It was orderly. It made sense. There were no politics involved. I loved science. I don't know whether I did the right thing by leaving science and going into talk radio. I mean, I'm richer. I certainly have a bigger audience. But there's something beautiful about organic chemistry. I got to tell you, really. No, no, look, I'm not complaining. We go down a certain road, and here we are. There's no going back. There's, you know, don't look back. I mean, I don't want to turn into a brick of salt here. I'm enjoying myself every night on radio now like I haven't in 15 years. I feel like a rejuvenation. I'm a born-again talk show host. I really, it's like a born-again talk show host here. So how do you feel about these topics? Uh-oh, here we go. See, now we're getting the interesting calls now, the art calls about Arias. Bingo. I got it. You're right. Gabrielle, ABC, I think you've got it. Fire away.
The woman is Barbara Stanwyck in Double Indemnity. She's completely amoral. She may have been using this guy for some purpose. Then he was no longer useful to her. Pow. And she pulls the Pistorius technique.
I want to ask you something, Gabrielle. First of all, you're right. There's a direct resemblance to the character, not in looks directly, but completely amoral. That's what we're looking at. When we see Judy Arias, we see a completely amoral human being. Is that correct?
I think, yeah. I think it's safe to say that.
So I want to ask you a question about this case. I didn't study it in great detail. They weren't even going out when she killed him. What was she doing in his house if they were no longer dating? What did she go there for that day?
I wouldn't know.
Well, in other words, she says he assaulted her because he got mad at the guy she was currently dating, and then she had to defend herself, which is not realistic, because after she shot him, she could have run out of the house, right? But she stayed there and stabbed him 17 times and then cut his throat ear to ear. But then she blacked out. Look at the hate inside this woman's being. Gabrielle, that's an element as well. All men fear that inside that woman they pick up in a bar or start dating, there's a crazy person. She's crazy. We are also looking at an abject psychotic here, are we not?
Well, maybe you could work fatal attraction into the formula as well.
How do you say?
Because that whole movie was a manifestation of that whole fear thing. You know, the Michael...
Oh, the Kirk Douglas movie. Who was the female lead in that? I forgot. Glenn Close? Where he dates her, picks her up, and then he says to her, I'm married, I can't see you anymore, and she becomes crazy. The Knife Job. Is that that movie?
Yes.
Who's the laugher in the back there? Someone got a laugh out of The Knife Job.
Was.
That's your mother? So, that's your mother in the background hackling?
I'm sorry, what?
Someone's laughing in the background as we speak. Who is that?
Yeah.
Who? I'm saying, who's laughing in the background as you talk?
That's my mother.
I knew it. I said your mother. So she likes me more than you do.
You might be right, you might not.
Your mother likes me more. I find this over and over again. I got people calling me. They say they have mothers and fathers who listen to me. They love the show because I remind them of the world they lived in, the world that's been blown up in their face, that's disappeared. I sound like the people from their time, and I'm proud of it. I'm not going to hide it when I'm trying to be relevant and get dyed hair. I don't need dyed hair. I don't need to dye my soul. My soul is what it is. My age is what it is. I have a worldview. That's what it is. I don't want to make an explanation. Now, who would read the book? If I give you the free book, you or your mother, who would read it?
You know what? Maybe we'll read it out loud by the fire. until...
Okay, there it goes. A time for war out to you and WABC. Just in time for the nun snowstorm. Let's go to Washington, D.C., WMAL, in the heart of the monster. Howard, welcome from Washington, D.C. What's on your mind?
Yes, Dr. Savage, I agree with you about Melendez. It disgusts me that he's on a panel, and I've got a catchphrase for you for him.
Wait, hold on. You're talking about Menendez from New Jersey. Is the chairman of the Senate panel that's telling us not to worry about North Korea, that the threats are meaningless. I think that's shocking that he'd be on any committee in the midst of the scandal that he's enmeshed in, that they wouldn't take him off a committee at this time.
It's a tragedy.
Well, but it's more of the same of Eric Holder. It's the same of Janet Napolitano releasing 5,000 criminal illegal aliens into the street. What happened to her? Why haven't there been loud screams from McCain and Lindsey Graham to throw her off the job?
Yes, I got a catchphrase for you for Melendez, though. It's not for the courts.
Okay, is it clean?
If you chase
young what?
Newt.
All right. I got it. It's too marginal. ABC, Kathleen, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Michael, hello. I love listening to you talk about your pets. I've just been through a very 36-hour ordeal with my beloved dog. He's 3 years old, and we thought he had, scratched his cornea. It was awful. It was, 2 in the morning, and I was rushing him to the vet to get care for him. I didn't care what it cost. I didn't care what it took. I wanted to know he got the best care he could get.
Wait, hold on. What did it cost you, 10 grand?
No, actually, I got to say, all said and done, $350.
Dollars? I paid $2,100 today for the tooth job.
I can imagine that. I've done that with other pets. I have a 21-year-old cat, a 9-year-old cat, a 3-year-old dog.
Oh, so that's common. I'm a frugal guy. I was shocked at the bill, but I paid it. I just wanted to get the dog out. I did it on the phone. I said, I don't want to haggle over the bill. Here's the credit card. Just give them to me. I came in with the blanket and got him. But he's still listless. Did you have to give him pain pills at night after the tooth job?
No, this was his eye, so I didn't have to...
No, the pet that you had the tooth work done for in the past, did you have to give him pain meds?
Well, yeah, and that's...
But how do you know? Wait, how do you know if they need it? It says as needed. He's laying there not saying a word. He's not crying, nothing. So I still give him the dope?
If my dog is not acting how he's supposed to act, I know.
Okay, mine is laying around on the bed that I have for him. It says... Give him the pill as needed, right? The pain pill. He's not complaining. He's laying there. I'm afraid of giving him the pill if he's so calm.
I'm sorry. If they're calm, it doesn't mean they're okay.
I understand, but he's not crying. He's not whining or weeping, moaning. I put my ear next to his mouth and talk to him, and I say to him, "How are you?" I don't hear him going. He's not saying anything to me.
I do.
I'm a dog whisperer. He's not whispering.
And that tugs at my heartstrings. That's exactly what...
I'm looking at the tramadol and what it's used for. I'm tempted to have a drink and take a quarter of a tab myself. I'm so nervous. No, dog medication like this, you know how hot this would be in a jail cell with Jody Arias and the girlfriend? Wow. This would go for a big buck on the street. Come on, I'm just joking. I don't want to give him the pain pill if he doesn't need it. I'm going to have a stiff drink after the show. It rattled me. Because it's like, I'm next, okay? Why do you think we get rattled with a pet? Mortality. And everywhere you go on the web, it's like coffins made of peanut shells. What is that? FEMA coffins, an ad for it. Everywhere I go on right-wing websites, FEMA coffins, FEMA coffins, FEMA coffins. And they're made of like peanut shells. Like Jimmy Carter must be involved in the FEMA shell coffin. Jimmy Carter's FEMA coffin shells. I don't understand this. Where are they getting this from? FEMA coffins. Belly fat. Everywhere you turn, belly fat, FEMA coffins. You see, if you're in my business, you could lose your mind. If you don't know how to screen, you have to have a filter in your head to do what I do for a living, spending a lot of time on the web, right, looking at stories. But you have to screen out the ads. Fat stomachs off. It looks like Jody Arias' lawyer, the ads for belly fat. Then you combine it with FEMA coffins, tied in with Menendez. Melendez, the stalker, the highway. He looks like the mountain stalker. I don't know. The country's crazy today. See, I think that things are out of control, personally. We think that a government is filled with these diabolically brilliant people who are in control of every aspect, every second. I think that the whole thing is, it's like a machine that's gone awry. It's like William Burroughs, the ticket that exploded. I don't know if you read literature. Many of you have forgotten William Burroughs, one of the greatest writers of our time. And I say our time, you know, categorically. He was one of the greatest writers, but he could easily be confused because a lot of what he wrote about was sexual. So, you know, oh, therefore he was a pornographer. Well, that's the stupid view of William Burroughs. But his novel, The Ticket That Exploded, almost explains the times we're living in. Whoops, we're almost out of time. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-2890. That's 1-800-922-2890.
Look, listeners of the Savage Nation, you're independent thinkers. You question everything, but there's one company you can take at face value. My friends at Blinds.com, they've done my house. I go there because they've extracted the hassle and high cost out of ordering designer blinds, shade, shutters, and drapes, while being complete zealots about customer service. Example, you can now schedule a free face-to-face virtual design consultation via your smartphone, tablet, or webcam. I like it. You just point your webcam at the window you'd like to cover, and your Blinds.com decorator will suggest the perfect window treatments for your room in real time. It's amazing. About 20 minutes is all it takes to transform any room by yourself. Well, look, if you prefer, they'll be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, which is unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. They are the best. Set up your home now. Make it look beautiful for spring. Blinds.com. Go to Blinds.com.
The Bay Area RV Expo is back and bigger than ever. Stop by the Bay Area RV Expo March 7th through the 17th and learn how easily you could be living in comfort and travel with your brand new RV. With free admission, free parking, and free food, you've got to stop by this premier event. It's all here. Tent trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A, B, and C motorhomes, even luxury diesels. Knowledgeable service technicians will be on site ready to show you the ins and outs of RVing with daily seminars. Huge manufacturer discounts and factory reps on site. Think you can't own an RV? Think again. Bank financing will be available on the spot. New, used, consignment, and bank-owned RVs. It's RV fun and excitement for the whole family when you visit the Bay Area RV Expo. Free parking, free admission, and free food. From Dublin Boulevard, take Regional Street next to Outback Steakhouse in Dublin. For more info, call 1-855-4-RV-EXPO or visit BayAreaRVExpo.com. Sponsored by Sky River RV.
Hi there, I'm Renee Richardson, and I'm here to take a moment to tell you about a really good experience I just had. We're doing a bit of remodeling, and one of the things on the list was the bathroom. Total redo. Now, the hubby is handy and all. He's a carpenter. But one thing he's not fond of? Painting. So we called the pros, CertaPro Painters. From the moment we made the call, we were taken care of. Prompt callback, easy appointment time, thorough consultation, and most of all, a true professional who took the time to listen to what I wanted. Tim at CertaPro Painters may have sided with my husband on the color choice, but he was very good at explaining why the choice would work for us. It's a very personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you're going to have to look at it every day. You should have your painting done right. CertaPro Painters did it right for us. They're neat, professional, and courteous. Call them up and see for yourself. 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. Oh, and if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff to work with you. It's very reassuring. Check out the website, CertaPro.com. That's CertaPro.com. I think you'll be as impressed as I am. CertaPro Painters, because painting is personal.
Right now is the perfect time to buy investment property. But do you know how to take advantage of this opportunity of a lifetime? Get tips from experienced real estate experts at the Real Wealth Network Property Showcase, March 16th in San Mateo. Learn how you can get great deals on income property in Atlanta, Orlando, and Cincinnati for under $100,000. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com. Or call 888-RW-NETWORK or realwealthevents.com.
Your favorite radio station really helps you out. It wakes you up in the morning, plays the music you love all day, and keeps you in touch with what's happening around you. Now, it just got better. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device, including iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and more. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com. Your favorite station with the music and personalities you love is always just a click away. Thanks to iHeartRadio.
On the next morning show, the strange state of our economy. Plus, what's that smell in your house? 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
Now, here it is. This is amazing. I'm talking about the Jody Arias case, and you think it's lowbrow stuff. But here I am bringing in literature. People are calling who are obviously literate, intelligent people who are bringing in literature, film. It's related to art. It's related to history. It's related to folklore, as I mentioned earlier with the Dentata story. It's all interconnected. It doesn't matter what you talk about. It depends upon how you talk about it. You understand that? So it doesn't really matter what the topic is. It's where you bring the topic, where you take the topic. That's what I'm trying to get at. So when I ended the last segment by saying William Burroughs' novel, The Ticket That Exploded, is connected to this in some ways. I had to explain that to you, and I can't do it in a minute or less. It's astounding. But I'll tell you about that, I think, tomorrow. Tomorrow's a serial on the Sabbath. No one could steal that from me. Wallbanger wouldn't even know what I just said. It's a different language. Clarabelle couldn't understand it. So I'm not afraid anyone will take this as a show topic. They would not know how to do it. I'm the only one who could do that. WABC, Marty, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, I just want to say in a minute or less, what's interconnected with Jody, airiness, and that's what the name I'm going to call her, is airiness. It's an airy feeling, and it interconnects with our President Obama that we put a person like that, that we know is full of crap, on a pedestal, and we allow them to dress well and speak and lie to us. And we have that feeling that they might just get away with that. And I know...
Well, because Obama got caught lying over and over and over again. He got caught lying with the sequester fears. That's why he finally went to dinner with the Republicans, because he was embarrassed. Pinocchio Obama got caught. But this isn't the first time. I can go backwards. Let's go back to Benghazi and et cetera. Yes, he's a serial liar. He's a pathological liar. He's gotten away with it all his life. He gets away with it through very good handling and the enablement of the press. So you're saying she's related in a certain way, because we can't say it about him, but we can certainly see it with her, yet we can look right through her. Well, begs another question. If we can look right through Jody Arias lying through her teeth, why can't the same Americans obsessed with the Jody Arias case look right through Obama, who's lying through his teeth on a daily basis? How come they can't see through him? Why is it? Obama-Biden bumper stickers in moronic liberal neighborhoods. Obama-Biden, morons, idiots. Mike on KLIF, we haven't heard from Texas for a while. Fire away. You're going to have the last word this hour. You have something to say that's astounding. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. I have a theory that possibly the North Korea threat is intertwined with Iran, in that they're trying to pull our resources, some of the resources from the Persian Gulf to the Pacific, because they know they are in imminent danger.
Bingo. I think you're 1,000% correct. I thought that the minute I saw this lunatic, quote-unquote, after that idiot Denise Rotten went there and put on the show for him, this seditious Denise Rotten, who should be, by the way, stripped of his citizenship and forced to live in North Korea with his friend. Denise Rotten comes back 2 days later. This lunatic, so-called, threatens us with a nuclear launch against America. We move aircraft carriers and naval assets into the South China Sea, I believe. It wouldn't be the South China Sea. Into the area of Korea, let's say. And they claim that they can stop any missile launch with these ships. Well, where are the ships coming from? They've stopped an aircraft carrier because they ran out of fuel, right? Obama wanted to save on gas 2 weeks ago, and he said he can't run an aircraft carrier. He's not got enough gasoline, not enough fuel, rather. So now they have limited naval power. They're moving it from one place to another, and they're diminishing our presence where it's really needed in the area of Iran, where allegedly he told us that we're going to launch something against Iran. My God, it's all a chess game, isn't it? But don't worry, we have Dianne Feinstein on our side, and she's busy working around the clock protecting us, along with that senator from New Jersey, Robert Menendez, in between massages from girls in the Honduras. He's looking out for number one. Or is it America? I think it's number one. Yeah, it's the Savage Nation. Don't worry about a thing. We got good people protecting us.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
Did you see that, what's going on? I've warned you about salt for a long while now. I told you about the Sasaki et al. Study that I learned in grad school. Yes, I went to grad school. Yes, I'm proud of my Ph.D. Yes, if you don't like it, you can shove it, because I don't care whether you like it or not. And I warned you that high salt intake is related to hypertension. But a new study just came out that too much salt may trigger autoimmune diseases. This is a new one. It's based on genetic engineering studies in genetic engineering. High salt diets increase levels of a type of immune cell linked with autoimmune disease. I mean, listen, that's why I do health topics. I want to keep my savage audience savage long enough so that we can outlive the regime that's destroyed the country on many different levels. They found that adding salt to the diet of mice induced the production of Th17 cells, and that mice genetically engineered to develop a form of multiple sclerosis had more severe disease than mice fed a normal mouse diet. Now, I don't know whether the Department of Homeland Security is considering using conservatives in these studies instead of mice, but I wouldn't be surprised if we learn shortly they'll be doing experiments on anyone who opposes the use of drones, domestic drones. Anyone who opposes the use of domestic drones, Janet Napolitano will round you up with a tank with rubber tires and use you instead of mice to see what your T-cells look like after they salt you to death. Here I am. I'm talking in real time on the Savage Nation. The phone number you know already, 800-855-400-7282. Life is good. People are wonderful. And radio is great. I don't know if I want to take the knife calls now. After building it up and getting 100 knife calls, I don't know if I can do with it. You know, I don't know what I want to do. I'm not in the mood to talk at all. I mean, to have you talk at all. What else do we have? I would rather, I don't know what I want to do. Here's one that I like. Here's a good story I want to. Talks continue on McDonald's Muslim diet agreement. A so-called judge has met privately with so-called attorneys on a proposed $700,000 payment by McDonald's and a Michigan franchisee to settle a suit that says they falsely advertise food as being prepared according to Islamic law. Can you believe this? Settle the suit filed on behalf of Dearborn Heights resident Ahmed Ahmed. A settlement will be shared by Ahmed, a Detroit health clinic, the Arab American National Museum, and lawyers. The suit says Ahmed bought a chicken sandwich in 2011 at a Dearborn McDonald's but found it wasn't halal, meaning it didn't meet Islamic food rules. Can you believe a thing like this? I mean, I know Jews who are kosher. They don't eat at McDonald's. They know better than to eat at McDonald's. So who are they fooling? Who is a religious Muslim who would think you're going to get a halal chicken in a McDonald's? That's like getting a halal president in America. We are talking about a number of topics on the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. This is not Fox News. This is the Savage Nation. It's different. I admit it. So let's go to a call. Nick, you're on the Savage Nation. What's your topic?
I was just wondering, have you heard of your book, A Time for War, has it been put on any government watch list?
Is that why you're not buying it? Is that why? You see, this is, I'm telling you, something's wrong. I mean, my first novel was a big hit. The second one is not a big hit. I want to know why. It's a better book.
Well, the person I know has a top security clearance. And every 5 years, those are renewed by the government. And he purchased through Kindle 3 books, novels on survival. And because of that, he was marked out for special investigation.
Oh, my God, we're living in a Nazi regime. You know, when I was a kid, I heard that on the Hitler in Hitler Germany, One German reported another. Children reported their parents if they weren't loyal enough to Hitler. Is that what America's become under this dictatorship that we're living in under Obama? That if you buy a book, it goes into a computer database? I mean, you buy a Time for War and they find out that you're reading a Time for War and you're suddenly suspect? Is that what you're implying? I believe you. I'm shocked, but I believe you. So I will not send you a free copy of A Time for War. I don't want to put you on a watch list. It's the Savage Nation. I can make it open mic to Mike Thursday. I may do it a day early. 855-400-7282. You know, every night I have to put on a top hat and a cane and get up and dance for you. I don't know if I want to dance tonight. I have questions. I mean, should priests be allowed to marry? I thought that's a good question because the Pope's, the Pope flew off in a helicopter to a vacation. I don't know what he's doing. 800 years and like nothing. What a time we're living in. The first pope to resign in 800 years, and it's like a ho-hum moment. Now he's retiring. He's retiring now. Good luck to him. But I'm saying, you know, myself, should priests be allowed to marry? I, for years, have thought they should be allowed to marry. A, it would cut down on the, you know what, the diddling around with the boys. That's number one. Two, I mean, you might get more people coming to church because they'd be less afraid to leave their children alone in there. Number three, maybe the priests would be happier. You know, I met somebody not long ago, about 3 weeks ago, and he said to me that his mother was going to be a nun and his father was going to be a priest. Then they met each other and got married, which I thought was great. But what if the church permitted priests to marry nuns? Well, I mean, just a thought, right? So I could ask you, should priests be allowed? Can anyone call this show and tell me why a priest shouldn't be allowed to marry? Because it makes no sense to me. I'm not a Catholic. I'll lay my cards on the table. And it doesn't mean that if suddenly there was marriage, there'd be less monkeying around with the boys. But the truth is, I think it would go a long way towards calming some of those fears. And it would make for happier priests. What is the Catholic reason that priests, you know, this is a modern idea that priests can't marry, that they're married to God. It's only recent, so last few hundred years, that they couldn't marry. Before then, they were married. Who came up with this, you can't marry? Where'd that come from? That's number two. Now, number three, I saw this in the New York Post. New Yorkers lie about age, jobs, ethnicity, and pregnancy in online dating profiles, fibbing about physical stature, race, wealth, and even pregnancy, a new study found. In one case, a woman from Long Island claimed to be her more attractive sibling, blah, blah, blah. People lie about their weight, careers, cars, shoes, teeth, hair, and then they meet each other. They even lie about their race now. Could you believe this? Thank God I'm an older guy. I never had to go through this. They are amazing to me. If you lie about your size and your race and your teeth, and then you show up at the restaurant, I mean, what do you think is going to happen? And that leads me to the next story, internet dating horror stories. Because I used to do this when I was on a local station, and it was a very good segment. People loved it. It was a relief from the lies of Hollywood and the lies of politics. And people liked it when I would read the personals columns, you know, men looking for women, women looking for men, that kind of thing. I used to really have a lot of fun with that. Does anyone remember that in my old days on KSFO? Like right now, I'm going to go to Craigslist and I'm going to look under missed connections. If you look under personals, women seeking women, women seeking men, men seeking donkeys, donkeys seeking camels. This is the San Francisco area. Horses seeking pigs. Ah, here we go. Missed connections. This is the San Francisco dating site. Okay, missed connection. Should I look up women for men for women for women? I think I'll try women looking for men. Okay, here we go. February 28th. You in your truck with the face tattoos. Can you imagine a woman looking for that guy? I was crossing the street at 16th and Bryant with my friend, and you were waiting at the light in your truck looking sexy. Let's get a drink and talk about how crazy it was when I posted this misconnection for you, blah, blah, blah. So here's a woman who's so lost that she's looking for a man with face tattoos. Maybe she can find Jeffrey Dahmer, although he's long gone. Cute guy in bow tie. We'll go to the classy one now. I've never done a misconnection before, but here we go, she says. You, cute guy with a bow tie leaving the burrito place with your friend. Ugh. You said hi. Me, shy girl in a hurry wearing gray shirt and glasses who said hi back. Coffee sometime, desperate. God, stalker. A Judy Arias. Watch out for the girl who says she's shy with glasses. The next thing you know, you'll be in a shower with a slashed throat and a bullet in your head. Look at this one. Purple beanie at the DMV. Look at how desperate people are. People see somebody on a line that doesn't even notice they're there, and already they're sure there was a connection, a cosmic connection. Here's one. Purple beanie at the DMV. Hey, Ashbury. Oh, that's... I saw you Monday at the DMV, and you caught my eye. You're wearing a T-shirt and a purple beanie and have a great beard. I wanted to say hi, but I'm pretty sure you were in a hurry because you didn't stick around to wait in line. So the guy didn't even see her, and she's in love with him already. And she's going to sit there saying, I wonder if he's going to answer me now for the next 2 months. All right, gym crush. We'll do one more woman looking for man. Gym crush, Mill Valley, California. I see you every couple of weeks at the Mill Valley Recreation Center gym. You are tall with glasses and are usually wearing black. We exchange glances every once in a while, but I've been too shy to talk to you. Based on very little information, I definitely have a crush. Would love to find out more about you. Signed, Judy Arias. I don't think that that's going to... Nick from the Reno Beer Crawl. Has anyone ever looked at this? Should we go to men looking for women? Now, why would a man of my intelligence be doing this tonight? Because I can't stand politics at all. I can't take not one more second. I'm gagging on it. I'm on a roll. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles Super Beta Prostate. You heard right, you can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40. Because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe it's Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-794-5642. Hurry, this free offer's for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-794-5642. That's 1-800-794-5642. Call 1-800-794-5642.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation Cell Therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation Cell Therapy is an exception. I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading 2-year warranty with free annual re-inspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Hey folks, breaking news. The U.S. Mint has been hit by another silver shortage. In December, the Mint ran out of silver American Eagles. Then after record sales on January 15th, it ran out again? Last time the Mint ran out, the silver price jumped from $34 an ounce to $49, up 40%. Signs are everywhere. Reports tell us a silver shortage has also struck Apple, causing production delays of the new iMac. It's time to own silver. Call 1-800-260-4461 to take advantage of Lear Capital's silver investor special. For a limited time, receive up to a $250 cash bonus on qualifying purchases. Don't wait. Call now and also receive Lear's latest booklet, Silver, Today's Best Kept Secret. See why the silver price could jump 40%. And don't forget, you can own silver in an IRA to help manage risk and build wealth. Call now, 1-800-260-4461. The report is free, but the $250 offer is limited. Call 1-800-260-4461. That's 800-260-4461.
On the next morning show, the strange state of our economy. Plus, what's that smell in your house? 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
I'm talking about the why priests don't marry.
Okay.
The Catholics would become like every other Christian religion. You got to understand, the Catholics were the Marines of Christians. They're always tougher. They always had stronger rules. When I was a kid, you had to fast before you could have communion the next day.
No, I like all of that. I love that. I love the orthodox nature of Catholicism looking in from the outside. They're the last hope for Christianity is the Catholic Church. The others have already gone the way of liberalism, where it's just a social organization rather than a religious organization. And I respect that. But this concept of the priest marrying, why would that eliminate any of this doxy?
I think that's one of the reasons I left, is because the church got so politically correct, and they were like everybody else. What was the point? But there's plenty of religious people, especially in the Orient, monasteries where the monks are so dedicated themselves to God that they don't get involved.
So they don't need a wife. I understand that. How about wife option? In other words, I'm not saying that the priest must be married. What if in a secular world of like ours, the priest had a wife, let us say he's in New York or San Francisco, wherever. Why can't the priest have a wife? How would that interfere with the doxies of the church?
Because it would open the door. I mean, we all know all the things that are happening.
Oh, so you're saying the next day would hear that they should be able to marry another man. That would be a year, 2 days later.
As soon as you open.
2 days later, they should be able to marry the altar boy. That's 3 days later.
Well,
Four days later, there would be a push and screaming outside the church. They should be able to marry a donkey. Okay, I get it. So in other words, once you open the door, there's no way to close it. Okay, that's one answer. I think priests should get married. You know, man plus woman, that's what the church believes in. A priest should be able to marry. Not should have to. If you don't want to, many people go into the church to get away from women. Not because they're sexually oriented toward men. They want nothing to do with sex altogether. Sex has plagued them. Sex has ruined their lives. Sex has made them insane. And so they go into religion in order to suppress that and go into something more pure. They take that energy and they turn it into something else. That also is beautiful. But I think there should be an option where you can marry, you know, a woman, period. Man and woman, end of story. So you say, well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Could the nun marry? Sure, if she wants to. Why can't a nun be married? Doesn't mean she has to be married. Here's Craigslist under men looking for women. Listen to how sick people are. I'm not making up one word. The words you are about to hear are absolutely real. Kaiser Pharmacy, man for woman, age 25, Vallejo. You were at the pharmacy at Kaiser tonight, and I noticed how cute you are. You had scrubs on and glasses, and I think you looked so hot, but I didn't have the guts to hit on you and ask you for your number. There was a very cute baby waiting, and I saw you playing with him, and you looked so cute, and your smile was so beautiful. Hit me up. I would love to get to know you. By the way, was that penicillin you were getting with your methadone? Who would answer a guy like this? But here's another one. One last one on today on Craigslist. It says man looking for woman, Berkeley. Bombshell brunette, bat out of hell in Berkeley. You, a gorgeous woman driving a black or dark blue S-Class Mercedes on westbound 580 near Berkeley on Fred, or should I say piloting. Me, not as gorgeous, but still presentable, gent stunned that someone could drive an S-Class as if it were a Ferrari, much less someone that looks like you. It could have been me. I mean, I don't happen to have long, dark hair, but it's like I have an S-Class and I drive it like it's a Ferrari, and I do have nerves of steel when I drive it. I hope the guy didn't have a pair of bifocals that slipped off his nose. You see, the point is that life is actually very funny. People are driving around, and you don't even realize it. Women listening to the show, guys are driving. They think you're in love with them if you even glance at them. If, God forbid, you're driving home, you're multitasking, you got to go home to your children, your husband, and this lunatic stalker is driving next to you in a car. He looks over. If, God forbid, you should look at him, the next thing you know, he's going to put his license plate on Craigslist, and he's sure you're in love with him. One of the last areas, the reason that America is sex-obsessed, it dawned on me today, is because it's one of the last areas that the government has not bothered you in to a great extent. And there's a reason for that. One of the reasons they're getting away with thievery and murder is because they've given you the imprisonment of sexual freedom. What people don't realize is that this whole concept of sexual freedom is really a way to enslave you and to distract you from the thievery and chicanery and the loss of your real freedoms. But that's too complicated for most people to think is true, especially if they're younger, where they're driven only by their impulses. They're not thinking about anything else. And they figure if they're free to chase a skirt, they're really free. But it isn't. That's what Orwell was trying to warn us when he said, the more I hear people screaming, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, the louder I hear their chains rattling. But that's really not here. I'm not here to, like, moralize to you. You want to chase skirts, your business. You want to run around like a donkey in heat, that's your business. But the fact is that the reason the government has said we're not in your bedroom, you can do anything you want with anybody, why not do it in the road, is so that they can rob the country blind and steal your very freedoms themselves. That's how I've seen it come down over the last 30 years. So that's why I'm going to this topic of should priests be allowed to marry, number one, which, again, as a non-Catholic looking in, I've never understood it. I'm have a lot of callers who are depending, you know, they're going to defend why they don't marry. With all of the molestation scandals, I think it will eliminate some of the compulsion that some of the guys have. I think, and also having more guys who are married as priests, they'll be on the lookout for the deeves. You know, they're more self-policing within the priesthood. At least I'm looking in. That's all.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shawn Talk 560 KSFO. An elderly man found stabbed to death this morning is the city of San Jose's eighth homicide of the year. The suspect has been arrested in connection with the murder at the Hilltop Senior Apartments. Santa Cruz police are looking for three men who robbed a bank at gunpoint at the same time a lot of law enforcement were in San Jose to remember two slain Santa Cruz police officers. And after a third nuclear test and the UN Security Council's vote to impose more sanctions, North Korea is canceling a non-aggression pact with South Korea. It also said it will retaliate with crushing strikes if enemies intrude into its territory. Taking a look at the roadways, southbound 280, Moore Park in San Jose. Have a crash being reported there. A couple of cars should be off to the right side. Northbound 880, Dixon Landon Road, that crash also off to the right shoulder. Roadway is clear. Traffic recovering. Still a few brake lights. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-838-7060 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-838-7060. 1-800-838-7060. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-838-7060.
Attention homeowners. Have you refinanced your mortgage in the last 18 months? Did you get a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate? Think you've done all you can to save money? Call Pacific Source Funding now and save even more. Rates have dropped again. Fixed rates haven't been this low for an amazing 60 years. Pacific Source Funding can redo your mortgage at no cost to you. That's right, a refi with no fees at all. No title fees, no appraisal fees, and no closing costs. You may be able to start saving money immediately. Lock it in and we pay for everything. Call Pacific Source Funding now to grab an incredibly low fixed rate with 0 points or fees at 888-643-6006. In process right now with another lender? Don't spend money you don't have to. Call Pacific Source Funding at 888-643-6006. That's 888-643-6006. 888-643-6006. Got Mortgage DBA Pacific Source Funding. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms subject to change. Not all applicants qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 0178037. NMLS number 245420.
We're known for our unheard-of low prices, but they just got even lower at Lumber Liquidators' Big Laminate Flooring Sale. All Dream Home laminates are an incredible 20% off. And get 10% off other click floors, including pre-finished hardwood, hand-scraped hardwood, and vinyl wood plank. If it clicks, you save up to 20%. But don't wait. These deals will not last. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. Big Laminate Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Weekdays at noon.
But there is a cost to this kind of campaign. They said anything they needed to say to win.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I wouldn't be proud of winning that way.
Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael.
Yep.
I wanted to call and tell you thank you for the show that you do. At 9 o'clock when you come on, I'm a new listener. I thank God that I found you in the last couple of months. Because at the end of the day, if I have to hear one more story about the sequester and Obama and Vanya...
I can't take it. I can't. I'll vomit from one more word about it. And it's boring. On top of it all, it's boring, let alone tediously repetitive. It's boring unto itself.
It's beyond repetitive and boring. And I love the fact, the misconnections that you do and the stories you bring up. You talk about your dog, and it's funny, and it's amusing, and it's great. And I want to compliment you on your ratings, and I can only imagine that...
So you're a new male listener on WABC. I am number one in men 35-plus and men 21-plus, and I'm very proud of the fact that after only a few months, the New Yorkers have found me. I beat everyone. I beat news. I beat Spanish. I beat other talk stations. That's quite an achievement, Patrick. Let me send you a copy of my novel. What the heck? I should give out a few more. A Time for War. See, I'm lucky. I'm not on television. All you've got is me. The essence of me is my voice, my soul, my mind. That's what you're hearing. I have no props, no hairdo worrying, no tie, no facial gestures. You don't know what I'm wearing, nor do I want you to know. All you want to do is have some fun in your car or at home tonight on the radio. And in between all of this fun stuff, I'll work in politics because there's plenty of amazing political stories that I could work in. I don't know which one I could throw in now. Maybe I don't want to throw any in now. Tattooed beauty in front of a grocery store. Did I read the Three Embarcadero Center? Here, I'm ready to make you feel like a real woman. Oh, this is a killer. Oh, that's disgusting. God. I went on one way. There's a frontal nude shot. I can't believe this. I thought they didn't allow that. They really allow this? That's disgusting. That was horrible. I almost threw up. No, I clicked on it. It was a guy with his... That's unbelievable to me. To the fine redhead in a tan car. Oh, these people are sick. You got off the freeway at Washington. I was at the light. I saw you coming in the side mirror and made an O face. What? See, women, I warned you, most men are crazy. They assume that because they looked at you through the side mirror, you're in love with them. You stopped and looked at me. I smiled and nodded, and you smiled, and I blushed. I tried to say something to you, but your windows were closed. No kidding! Of course the windows were closed! I just want you to know you're beautiful, and I hope to see you again. Can you believe this guy, how sick he is? He makes a face at her through a side mirror. You stopped and looked at me. Of course she looked at you. She thought you were a stalker and crazy. Then he says, I smiled and nodded, and you smiled. Of course she smiled. She was afraid you'd kill her otherwise. Then he says, I tried to say something to you, but your windows were closed. No, she was going to jump out and run out with her arms open and say, darling, I've been looking for you all my life. You know, I think men really are sick if this is what they do in their cars. Wow. Okay, that's enough of men looking for women. Women looking for men. And I don't want to go to anything. It's a family show here. Women for men, men for women. I'm not going to go to W for W and M for M. I'm not interested in that. So now let's move on to the callers. Where are we? The priest marrying is a good topic. And the FBI jets for war on terror use for top officials' personal and business travel is a huge scandal, by the way. The government just bought this last year two Gulfstream 2G5s in order to fly around Eric Holder and Robert Mueller. And the Bureau's sleek G5 jets, which cost $60 million, by the way, logged 60% of their hours on non-mission flights. This is according to an investigation by the GAO, obtained by the Washington Guardian. The travel on these jets included 88 personal trips for Holder and former Republican Attorney General Michael Mukasey, and 10 for Mueller, the review found. Now, what does this mean? It means that the sequester is all garbage. That if they wanted to really save money, they'd sell the G5 jets, they'd cut out this kind of pork barrel spending, and they could save billions of dollars overnight. So don't believe a word of it. It's all crap. You know that. That's why I'm doing it in the middle. It's all nonsense. You know that it's all lies from top to bottom. They can't live without it. Yeah, right. It's Kathleen on KSFO on the topic of the priests marrying. Go ahead, please.
Hey, yeah, Michael, there are two words to think of when you're thinking of the Catholic Church. Now, I'm coming from the point of view of a traditional Catholic, a Roman Catholic, but I'm outside the mainstream. I worship at a place that does not accept Vatican II. So it's very rare and very small, this group. Okay.
Yes, okay. So wait, let me see if I understand you. Does not accept Vatican II, which means you're more traditionalist, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It is as if Vatican II did not take place.
Okay, so Vatican II liberalized the church.
That's right. The modernism of the church.
Okay, so even I understand that.
Two words you got to remember. Contra mundo. That is Latin for against the world. My point is a priest a real priest, not the Father Feelgoods you're going to see in the mainstream church today. A real priest takes holy orders. That's different from, say, like taking, receiving the sacrament of matrimony or even staying single. Holy orders are different. It's a sacrament that confers an indelible mark on the man. That means that mark will never go away.
Okay, so he swears that he's married to who, God?
No.
Who's he married? So who's he married to, the church?
He's not married to anyone. He is celibate. That means that he gives his undivided love. I'm not talking about sexual love.
That's the essence of the thing. The man, he's still a man. So what does he do with his humanity?
He is a human being. Well, this is where you've got to understand what celibacy really is. And you
Hold on. This is a very important concept for people listening. He's still a man. The word humanity is very interesting. I could have said humanity, but in this case I'm talking about his humanity. What does he do with his humanity?
He is fully sexual. What do I
With who? With who, though?
We're not talking about a popular point of view. We're not talking about secular values here. We're not talking about the modern world. Remember, contra mundo.
Wait, but Kathleen, and I'm not trying to be facetious here. The man has biological urges. The man has biological needs. What does he do with them?
You are coming from the supposition that the biological need must be satisfied in only one way. It's a special gift, Michael. Celibacy is a special gift. It is what we consider a gift of the Holy Spirit, okay?
So a man who takes the vows of celibacy doesn't feel these urges?
Oh, my God, are you kidding? He struggles. It is a struggle to be chaste in this world.
Okay, so he does this on purpose, and he does it sort of like when I was a boy and I would watch certain rituals where they beat each other on holidays with thorn bushes and ripped each other's backs open. It's the same thing?
Talking about something called mortification, and that's totally different. And you cannot go S&M here. That's not the same thing. Again, you got to get away from the secular, popular, Da Vinci Code point of view. Okay, because...
This is very good. I like the conversation because you're actually keeping up with me and you're not taking offense at it. You understand where I'm coming from. Are you celibate yourself, Kathleen?
What?
Are you celibate?
I am chaste. I practice chastity.
As an unmarried woman, right?
That is correct. I would only... This is getting rather personal. But I would only consider a sexual relationship within the confines of a sacramental marriage, because that is what I believe.
Okay, now no one's mocking that. Then why can't a priest consider sexual relations within the same set of rules?
Now, celibacy, you were talking about sexual freedom a minute ago.
Yes.
Celibacy, true celibacy, that doesn't mean there isn't a struggle. That doesn't mean there isn't a difficulty. It is the chief temptation that people are given.
So why struggle with it? Why make that? When life has other struggles, you're going to age, your teeth are going to fall out, you're going to get arthritis, God forbid, cancer or whatever. That's enough of a struggle as our body falls apart. Why do you have to add to it and take away the one outlet that a man has? But, you know, Kathleen, we could discuss this, and I love this conversation. Is it not true you're a traditionalist in the Catholic religion that until only a few hundred years ago, priests were allowed to marry?
You know, I am not sure about that, Michael. I have heard that story. I think it's a story. The thing you got to remember, regardless of what may have changed or what may not have changed, Jesus Christ was a celibate man. The priest is in the person of Christ. That means that he emulates Christ. They call it persona Christi. Volitional celibacy is a freedom because you're giving yourself exclusively to Christ. You don't have a divided heart. Can you imagine taking up a third collection for alimony? Let me make another point. The Episcopal Church, which seems to be giving people everything they want in terms of secular values, is schism over this. They are in schism.
Well, only because they've gone over the edge where they have openly gay priests or whatever they call them, and and such. And I think that's the dividing line. I didn't say that. I'm talking about marriage for a priest. And what you're saying is you oppose it, and why. And I really love your call. I do. I'm just slammed up against the break. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, everybody. Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician. He was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
The best damn morning show, period.
Joe Butthead, what an idiot.
Got a shotgun? Anybody got a shotgun? Get yourself a shotgun, people.
Stand up for Chuck.
Come on,
that's a three-letter word,
J-O-B-F. A shotgun. Shotgun. Come on now, people. If you want to save yourself and your family, get
God
a shotgun.
Bless them. Everybody stand. You can't stand up, Chuck. Everybody stand up for Chuck.
Chuck.
Oh, come on.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The Bay Area RV Expo is back and bigger than ever. Stop by the Bay Area RV Expo March 7th through the 17th and learn how easily you could be living in comfort and travel with your brand new RV. With free admission, free parking, and free food, you've got to stop by this premier event. It's all here. Tent trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A, B, and C motorhomes, even luxury diesels. Knowledgeable service technicians will be on site ready to show you the ins and outs of RVing with daily seminars. Huge manufacturer discounts and factory reps on site. Think you can't own an RV? Think again. Bank financing will be available on the spot. New, used, consignment, and bank-owned RVs. It's RV fun and excitement for the whole family when you visit the Bay Area RV Expo. Free parking, free admission, and free food. From Dublin Boulevard, take Regional Street next to Outback Steakhouse in Dublin. For more info, call 1-855-4-RV-EXPO or visit BayAreaRVExpo.com. Sponsored by Sky River RV.
Mattress Discounter's Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale is ending soon, but you still have time to save and a big selection to choose from. Get 50% off clearance mattress sets and save up to $400 on closeout sets from Serta Perfect Sleeper and Sealy Posturepedic. Of course, you always get free delivery and Mattress Discounter's lowest price or its free guarantee. Just look for the red tag and save. But Mattress Discounter's Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale is ending soon.
Mattress Discounters!
Dart into Cache Creek today. We're giving away 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed. That's right. Every Saturday and Sunday from March 4th till April 28th, someone will win a hot, brand new Dodge Dart guaranteed. Everyone receives a free swipe daily to win dining, bonus play, or entries into the drawings every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., where 3 people will win $500 cash, and one will win the Dodge Dart guaranteed. That's 16 cars over 8 weekends. And not just any cars. Dodge Darts, the fun-packed sedan. According to Cars.com, Dodge hit the bullseye with the new Dart. 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed. Only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play the best close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for details.
On the next morning show, the strange state of our economy. Plus, what's that smell in your house? 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
It's the Savage Street Journal. We're talking about should priests marry, and then we're talking about Miss Craigslist, and we're talking about this and the news. Because you're not going to hear the word sequester out of me again. That's a nonsense word to begin with. It means nothing. What does it mean? How many times can you hear the same story? Obama's a communist. He is. And a dictator is. Tyrant, he is. Surrounded by thieves and criminals. They are, in my opinion. So, and now what? What should I do about it? The Republicans are supposed to drag them over the hot coals, not me. So we're talking about should priests be allowed to marry. And as a non-Catholic, I realize people are taking umbrage with me. Some are. But I know it's being discussed right now in the Catholic Church. I don't see how marriage would interfere with an Orthodox Catholic lifestyle. In other words, you could still be super Orthodox Catholic, you know, not accepting Vatican II, I think she said. Was it Vatican II, Vatican I? You know, the liberalization of the church. You could follow all the rituals, which are beautiful. Sometimes at night when I'm scanning, there's a couple of Catholic channels. I think the rituals are very interesting, and they're very austere and meaningful. But I don't understand why priests can't marry. And the woman was calling and said, well, because celibacy, you know, this and that. And I was talking about the fact that, celibacy is one thing. But, you know, what does it do to you biologically? What does a man do with his natural, you know, feelings? How does he live? So she said he's supposed to repress those. And I was saying, medically, it's not a good thing to repress those feelings your entire life. I think it makes people pretty sick, by the way. In fact, my friend sent me an article just now from the British Medical Journal. You say, well, what's that liberal? You can say liberal to everything and therefore say it has no validity. That's nonsense. They tracked 1,000 middle-aged men over the course of a decade at Queen's University in Belfast. The study was published in 1997 in the British Medical Journal, and it found that men who reported the highest frequency of orgasm enjoyed a death rate half that of the laggards. And having sex even a few times a week may be associated with the following. Improved sense of smell, that I could do without. Reduced risk of heart disease, that I would like. Weight loss, I would like. Overall fitness, I would like. Reduced depression, I would like. The relief or lessening of pain, I would like. Less frequent colds, don't get them. Better bladder control, don't need it, and better teeth. All right. The report cited a study published by the British Journal of Urology International, which indicated that men in their 20s can reduce by a third their chance of getting prostate cancer by ejaculating more than 5 times a week. So I know someone's going to listen to this and say, let's see now. I reduce my risk of getting prostate cancer by a third if I ejaculate more than 5 times a week. So can I eliminate the chance of getting prostate cancer altogether by ejaculating more than 5 times a day? I don't think it works that way. I know a man who went to a urologist, 30, 40 years ago. He was having prostate pain. And he's a young man at the time. And he went to the urologist who examined and poked and prodded and the ultrasound. And the doctor looked at him and said, here's the diagnosis. You're either having too much sex or too little. He looked at the doctor and said, what are you talking about? How can it be one or the other? He says, because you're having prostate pain because of either too much sex or too little sex. That's what he got out of the doctor. That sounded like the politics of today, doesn't it? It sounds like the answer we're getting out of the Democrats. So, I don't know. Can we make a question out of it? I could do just straight out news. I could read more from Craigslist, misconnections, which are funny. Some of these are crazy. I mean, you don't know how crazy people are. You know what it is? People are lonely. And a woman's driving around at night. Here's a guy takes an ad. You looked at me at the exit on 580 in the rearview mirror. I looked at you. I smiled at you. You smiled at me. I pulled up and you closed the window. Of course she did. She thought you were going to whack her, you idiot. And the reason she smiled at you is to disarm you. She was afraid if she frowned at you, you'd pull a maniac job on her. Men are crazy. I don't understand this. Jim on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, sir. So what's on your mind?
So I met someone answering a missed connection ad once.
And how was it?
Excellent.
It was a good one. In other words, who was it, you who posted the ad or she?
She did.
She saw you. You remembered?
I saw her. I was in the hardware store. It was summer. I took my shirt off. I'm in pretty good shape. And I scoped out this beautiful woman. And then she scoped me out and said I had a nice body.
Well, that was very subtle of her. Hold it. Jim, I got to ask you something. So you have your shirt off, you're buff. She says you have a nice body, and you didn't get her number then. You had to go to Miss Connections. I mean, how many more signals did you need, Jim? She practically threw herself at you in the hardware store. So, okay, but what? You didn't come on to her at that moment?
No. I like to make...
What, you were with your wife or what? What was the reason?
I'm single.
Okay, come on. I'm pulling your leg.
Oh, okay.
But why didn't you ask for her number then and there? I'm curious.
You know what? This happens to me a lot, so it's just kind of
Mr. Conceited. I get it. They all throw themselves at you. You didn't know who to choose. Okay. Jim, that's okay. Some of us are more lucky than others, and you're one of the lucky ones. I don't know. Am I allowed to enjoy myself on talk radio in these difficult, crazy times? Am I allowed to have a little light night? Because I can't take it anymore. If I have to one more night here, sequester and Obama and fiscal cliff, I can't take this. Boring, 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 boring. Talk radio has to have a little more depth to it, a little more width to it, a little more responsibility to letting people relax. You know, if they say that having orgasms more than five times a week reduces your risk of prostate cancer by a third, how about laughing five times a week? What would that reduce the risk of? What if you can laugh five times a week? I think that would reduce the risk of brain cancer, you know? But, I mean, we could go back to serious topics. What would you like me to talk about? Aha, I got a serious caller. Mary on WABC, go ahead, please.
Hi, I was really drawn in with your comments about Bob Woodward. But then I'm struggling to understand why you're calling it a shell game. I don't understand why Woodward would want attention.
Well, he's selling a book. He's lost his prime place as the deacon of the liberal journalist establishment. He's been sort of superseded by the internet guys. And he wants to show he's still relevant and that he's so important that they would threaten him. But if you actually read the emails, there was no real physical threat. It was just like, we'll excommunicate you is all it was. So he made it sound as though they threatened his life. That's what the implication was. But they didn't. I mean, it was overblown is all I'm saying, Mary. So I think it was a two-card Monty game between him and the handlers for Obama. So, in other words, those people who jumped in and said, aha, the president and his handlers are fascists. And they threatened. Then the next day, the emails are finally released in their entirety, and it wasn't a threat. So, in other words, it was another example of people overreacting to Obama because, obviously, they're racists or whatever you want to say. Now, fill in the blank. And it could have been orchestrated. These are very smart people. How do you think he became president? His handlers made him president somehow, didn't they? It's all part of the same game. At least that's one possibility, Mary, isn't it?
Savage.